Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, for those in attendance and fans watching around the world, live,
everybody, it's Time Machine. It's Time Machine, Milkman. Milkman in the Time Machine. Yeah, we're in the Time Machine now, motherfucker.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Yeah, man.
Get going your back, bombs out and let's rock.
We're going back to 1985 and then 1955 and back to 1985 and then 2015 and back to 1985. And then back to 1955, and then 1855, and then back to 1985. Yeah!
Yeah, right, G, Jet Far, man.
Fuck you. All right. Whatever. No, I think Back to the Future 3 was 1885, not 1855. Alright then, let's get into the prank calls. Let's get into the number machines, right, man? You excited about that? Let's get you a lift, Milkman, for your big fat ass. Your big fat ass.
Time to get lifted, man. We got some Dutch treats tonight.
You got your big fat fucking ass of yours that you got on you, that big fat lazy ass.
Wasn't that the title of one of our CDs?
How's your fat ass doing? You came up with that name, motherfucking fat ass. It's named after you. Named after you. First call tonight. Yeah.
Get it on, baby. Dutch Treat and Afku Hash.
There it goes. Any second now. All right. Oh boy.
The big soundtrack too. I got it.
Are you talking shit, Milkman? It's calling my cell phone. Let's try to call this one again. There we go. I had a space in there. I had a spaces in there.
Spaces in the machine.
Hello? You looking for a lift chair? Hello? Anybody there? Hey. Oh, man. Damn.
Glung, 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 glung.
Attention all units. Attention all units. This is Sergeant Stadenko.
Bullshit.
Attention all units.
All right, here's a number for some dresses.
We are changing from a code 3 direct pursuit.
I need someone to help dress me in the morning. Hey, I'm in Tiny Chat, tinychat.com/prankcallnation. Yeah.
And it means tiny, man.
Yeah, hey. You got these two. Hey. You still got those two dressers there, Hoss.
Yeah, we still got them three dressers. You want to sell?
Three or two?
Two. Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, you're not selling it. It's your wife?
That's my mom. She sells them.
Oh, did she own them or just come across them? Did she just own them or come across them?
Just come across them, didn't you?
Oh, okay. All right. So what kind of wood is it? Do you know? Cherry wood, oak, do you know at all?
Cherry or oak. Or, oh, I don't know. Here, let me let you talk to her. She'll tell you more than I can.
All right.
Here she is.
All right. So,
They're kind of like a light color. They're not oak.
You old crow? What do you mean?
Do what?
What do you mean, you old crow? What do you mean by that?
They're not oak.
Oh, they're not oak? Okay.
No, I don't know if they're cherry or, they look like, a pecan color, but they're all wood. They're like old.
Oh, yeah?
They're in good state. Yeah, they got like knobs. It's got wood knobs, you know, with metal around them.
Yeah. All right.
But,
no scratches from any pets on the bottom, on the feet of it or anything like that?
Well, there's some scratches on the top of it. Used to not be. It had glass on top, but they got places on it. Which can be, they're not deep or nothing. And,
So this was yours. This was yours.
Yeah, they're mine.
Oh, shit. All right. Okay. All right. But the mirror that you mean is the one, like, to look at yourself when you get dressed and get ready, right?
Yeah, there's one. I got two dresses with mirrors.
Like on a swivel? On a swivel, kind of? Kind of deal?
No, they're not those. It's got a round mirror, and it's got, like, each side has
Yeah,
but it's got a mirror.
So is that what you use when you would get dressed and you would use that to look at yourself?
Yeah,
right?
So you
would see, you saw your naked breasts on there and your vagina hairs and everything?
Oh. You see your naked breasts on there?
Hello?
Apparently, she didn't have any breast diseases.
She had a vasectomy? Mammectomy.
Get that. Her must be like an A cup.
Okay.
Did you hear this? He said naked breast disease on my phone.
Naked breast.
Did I make this for us? And we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
All right, whatever.
And I can't believe it. He didn't even buy the drawers. He just wanted to talk about naked breasts. This is on the phone line.
What the fuck is going on?
Here's someone. I don't know if you know what this is. Maybe a kind of tool. It says an ISO 5 or 6 foot disc harrow. What the fuck is that?
What?
ISO... I guess it's International Standard Organization 5 or 6 foot disc harrow. HARROW. You ever know? You know what a harrow is?
Harrow? Is that like a.
Let me look that up.
That's not like a piece of farm equipment, is it?
Disc harrow, let's see.
How much is the price, does it say?
Hang on, mister. It's a farm implement that's used to cultivate the soil.
What I thought. Okay, I was right then. So that's like got the wheels and things on it. It's just like a kind of got round wheel deal thing on it.
Yeah, kind of. And it churns up the motherfuckers. Yeah, that's it.
Right, dude.
That's the ticket.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, it has several of them in a row. So that's what so they're 5 or 6 foot in diameter, those wheels are. Oh. You see them dragging across the ground.
Yeah.
So you cultivate.
Yeah.
So I think they use those like on combines, those big giant like harvesting machines. You know, they're big as a dump truck. Those combines. I think that one of the tools they pull along with it.
It. Got you.
Hello.
Yeah, I see you're selling a disc harrow.
We're looking for one.
Looking for one? Good. I've got four of them, motherfuckers. I got 5 and 6 foot. I got four of them each.
Hold on 1 second.
Barrel use these motherfuckers are.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got some disc harrow motherfuckers over here if you're looking for them.
Okay. What size you have?
I got 5, 6, and 7 feet. I got four of each of one of them. I got them from all over the place. Yeah, I stole them from all over.
Where you at?
I'm in Bull's Gap, but I can come out to you if you're somewhere else. You know, you want to come, you want to look at the harrows, you want to try them out, see if they work. Well, you know, you touch them all sexually.
Who is this?
Billy.
Yeah, really?
No, Billy.
Billy who?
Billy Mira.
And you the Bull's Gap?
Yeah, and I got the Harrows. The Harrows? You looking for Harrows? How many you need?
Yeah, this harrow.
Huh? How many you
just
need?
Just one.
Just one?
Just one different.
You a farmer? What do you farm? Soybeans?
No, I plant gardens.
Oh, that's gay. That's pretty fruity.
Now, I don't know who you are, but you sound pretty fruity.
I'm not fruity. You're using a 5 or 6 foot harrow to do a garden? Are you insane? Sounds fruity.
You're the one who sounds fruity.
You're the one who's fruity, motherfucker.
Oh, fruity. Fruity, fruity. Oh, Rudy. Oh, fruity. Wampapaloompa. A bing bang. Tutti Frutti, isn't that your favorite flavor ice cream, Romano? Hey, there's a title for your episode, one of them.
Tutti Frutti.
I think you're fruity.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Fruity.
All right. Well, anyway, this is Madhouse Radio, where we do prank calls like the one you just heard. Milkman is the co-host of the show for too long now. His contract, we've been in a contract dispute here for the last 2 years. So
it's been tough.
It's been a tough contract dispute between his people and my people. We're still working on it, and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to work it out for our 10-year anniversary show. Yeah, you excited about that, Milkman?
Dude, my people have been talking with yours, and I think we're moving closer to becoming an agreement that it sounds like a fantastic episode yet to be had. And 10 years has been a long time of slavery and being unpaid all these years, you know, not having any wages to show for my dedicated services. I know that you folks will compensate me, man, so... I have faith, man. It's going to be a great, great 10-year anniversary, man. Just please talk to your lawyers and let's get this thing moving along, man.
Well, here's I need help. That's part of why we're taking a break from the prank calls just to explain things. But yes, I need assistance. But real quick, before we do that, madhouselive.com is my website. That's where you can subscribe to the podcast of this show if you haven't already subscribed. If this happens to be your first time listening live, welcome. You can join a chat room that we've got established. You can head over to the chat link on madhouselive.com or just head over to prankcallnation.com, which is where I've got a network that we've created here between a whole extremely talented group of prank callers. We have shows on all week long, every night pretty much. Something's going on. I think Monday's our break night. Monday's the night that we take a break. Yeah. I usually end up closing the week on Sunday.
Poop time.
Yeah, and then poop time's on. Party time, poop time with Matt. Matt Laughter. Yeah. Your favorite show, Milkman.
Matt Heliak.
Matt Heliak, as you would pronounce it in Spanish. Listen. Yeah, again, that's Prank Call Nation. We also have... Listen, some people are confused. Yeah, there is a main PCN podcast out there, but you can also go, if you just want to get, like, let's say Dwight's shows only, you can go to the Dwight show page at the PCN site, and that podcast link there, that RSS link, is specifically for Dwight's show only, so you only want to get, like, let's say you don't like a certain host for one reason or another. You know, you can listen to everything except for that one host. Yeah, you could do that. There's a whole bunch of options. I got to do a better job. We got to do a better job of making that more clear.
Maybe it's not necessarily you don't like a certain host. It's maybe you just want to only listen to certain episodes from certain hosts.
Yeah. But I am working on a redesign here, and it's going to showcase the hosts a little bit better on the site. So basically what the PCN site will do is it's going to funnel people to all the hosts, their own YouTube pages and podcasts that they have hosted on the PCN site, unless they have it on their own, like me or Brad or Dialer. It's going to be really cool.
Mad motherfucking house.
Yeah, but when I said I needed help, that's what I need. We're going to do a... where it's about 6 weeks out from a anniversary show, 10-year anniversary show. Now, what I'm planning on doing is a 12-hour mini marathon by myself, 12 hours straight live, doing pranks and hopefully talking and doing pranks to people from the history of Madhouse, going all the way to the beginning in 2005, in July of 2005. What I need is help. If you know of someone that you remember, if you're one of those, there's a lot of people, Milkman, who have listened to the show, have, like, they found us in 2009, went all the way back in the archives to 05 and caught up, you know what I mean? There's some people who still do that now. Like, they just pick a year and listen to the whole year. Because every show is there and it's free. I don't charge for my archives of shows. I love doing it. I never will. I swear I will never, ever get to the point where I'm charging for you to come to my website and listen to my pranks or any of my shows ever. I will never do a paywall system. I hate the idea of that. And maybe I'm shooting myself in the ass now for saying that 10 years from now, but I hope I never get to that point where I would do something like that. That's bullshit. But anyway, I need assistance. What I really need is someone who can help. I need one person who has really good skills, especially with social engineering, slightly enough, or contacts with social engineering, to help me coordinate all the people, the list of people that I've drawn up that I want to join the show, that 12-hour show. And the list, the beginning of the show starts with those years, 2005, 2006, when we're on PCN. So I'm extending invitations to a bunch of people. And some of them I'll email.
We're on PCU. Yeah.
We're on PCU. Did I say PCN? Sorry, PCU. They all, yes, sir. It's all whatever. We should just
call it's all PC piece of crap.
Yeah,
okay,
piece of shit is what it is. All of them. Down to the PC and PC piece of shit and. Where was I?
Starting in 2005, 2006, we need somebody to get coordinate and help sociologically connect with some of those people in that era moving around.
Yeah, so there will hopefully be like an hour or a 90-minute section where it's just, let's say, in the beginning of that, and it'll be me, Dr. Lego, Zolar, and KDK. Just all of us shooting the shit and doing prank calls together. You know what I mean? I would love... There's all these other co-hosts, like, you know, we want to get Tuck involved on the next part, because he came around, you know. He was around, and we want to get Jen Stewart, you know, for a little bit also, because he came around that time in the 06-07 era. All the way through Syndicate. I want to extend an invitation to Dino from Syndicate Radio and anyone else. Jonathan from Syndicate Radio, he's always in touch with me, and maybe have him on. Thank the fans and listeners, like he used to always say. His fans and listeners, he's just a caller. He's like, oh, thank all my fans and listeners. Like, what, you didn't even have a show. But I love that guy. He was great.
Dude,
all the way up until now. The Dead? Sure. If the Dead
some
can get...
Some of our people that we had, like, Esco, like, Big Will.
Big Will, yeah. So, okay. So I can call personally a lot of these people or email them because I'm still in contact with them, but we need to get a hold of KDK. I don't have a contact number for him, and KDK relations between me, our relations have thawed a lot, but they're still a bit cold. But I'm sure if I extended a nice invitation to him, maybe he'd make an appearance. At least the invite would go out. You know, like David Letterman sent an invite to Jay Leno to be on his last show and vice versa. I would like to do that.
Is he still on air?
No, I don't think so. But he's out there. I mean, he's alive. The guy isn't dead. The same. We need to find Reclude. I have Reclude's like name and the area he lives in. I'm sure we could find a way to figure out, you know, how to get a hold of Reclude to get him to come back for that show. I can't imagine doing that without Reclude. If we're gonna do a whole, you know, retrospective, there should be a whole Reclude hour. Probably
is absolutely integral, man. Because from the early days, dude, he's one of the early masters, dude.
Yeah. So what I'm kind of saying is, what I'm looking for is someone who can has really good time management skills to help me plan that out and coordinate with people Skyping in at the right time, you know what I mean, for a certain block of time and the next person, and also getting a hold of these people, because I have a whole list of people that I guess I formally want to send them invites, you know, to be a part of this big show. We're not doing anything live. We're not that big of a community that we can do like a live show in a hotel or with a bunch of people coming, but I can do a long-ass half marathon on my own, and I can try to get as many people from the history of the show. I mean, I can definitely probably get Lego and Zolar to appear, you know, come on for a while. Jen will. But it would be awesome to have, like I said, KDK, Reclude, people like that. Maybe we could find
KDK and Reclude. Yeah. Those two there would be really nice to have. Man, I'd love to hear KDK. I know he hasn't been around for a while, but him and I made up on the air a couple of years ago, too. You know, I don't got no hard feelings with KDK.
I mean, no.
We joke around a lot, but fuck, hell no. He's still bro, man. I'd still be glad to hear him, too, man.
Yeah, and then we go, you know, the last part is just going to be all PCN because it's big. Everything's grown exponentially since there, so all the...
That's the direction where we'll end up at because that's the timeline.
So all of the PCN crew can jump in at that point. It's going to be awesome if we can pull it off. So I'm looking for one person. Get a hold of me. There's a few segments I have planned. Like there's going to be a game show based on Madhouse, the show history. I've got two contestants already. I'm going to vet for one more.
We got to get these guys.
Yeah, we're gonna get it to go. But I need one person who I... Just come to me and say, hey, look, I'm really good with, you know, time management, and I can give a stab at getting a hold of all these people and coordinating with them. And again, that's going to be Thursday, July 16th. And I already talked to Sloth, and he said that it was okay if I take that night. So we're going to have that whole day. It's going to be from noon Eastern until midnight on Thursday, July 16th. So we're about 6 weeks out, I believe. Six or seven. Six and a half, five and a half, I don't know, something like that. Mid-July. All right, Milkman, are you ready for that?
Wow, dude, man. I'm getting ready now.
Yeah. Anyway, and a quick reminder, I am on Tiny Chat, tinychat.com/prankcallnation. Milkman, if you had bandwidth, you could go there and jerk off.
Dude, if I could, man, I would be over there. I would be in the chat right now. I'd be in the 98.6. I'm lucky I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, here's another one. See, look, someone's mentioning on Facebook, bring back Crazy Fucker. Yes, we can track down Crazy Fucker. I know his name, and we know he had a Verizon phone number not too long ago, but he wouldn't call.
So, also, you know, he's not absolutely that far from me either, that fucking Crazy Fucker. We need to get back in touch with him.
Yeah, yeah. If this person would also be able to help us. We got to try, at least try to get Crazy Fucker on for a little bit, right? Yeah, anyone who has any suggestions,
What about some of the other dudes, like from the in-between times, like Madman?
See, I don't remember his name. I don't remember Madman's name. He just disappeared off the planet,
This is bad that we've fucking been out here so long that we got to sit here and scratch our head to remember, man.
How about Prankmaster? Do we invite Prankmaster on for a little bit? What do you think?
I don't give a fuck. Prankmaster can come on and talk about the raft or not. Yeah. I mean, that was some funny shit, dude. But, I mean,
Listen, how awesome would it be to be doing the show and we have Lego, Zolar, KDK, and then we add Prankmaster into the mix just to reminisce all that's bull.
Right. You know what I mean? From then to now, you know? How much has changed? Where you at nowadays?
Clay's reminding me of Monkey Phone. Yeah, we can reach out to the Monkey Phone kids. They're on my Facebook still.
Kids there, I would love. Because now, dude, they would be like older dudes now, man.
Yeah, they're grown up. Awesome.
Man. I would like if they might have any of their old calls.
We got to try Hollywood Vanya. We got to try to get a hold of him, coordinate with him. We got a lot of fucking any of their calls. KDK has on his side, he still has some hosted calls, and I think he has some for them. He has some Monkey Phone calls. You want to hear one? Let me go and check.
Anyone listen? Great. Yeah. Matt and Mark.
Yeah, if you guys want to see like when we first started, you go to KDKprankcalls.com. This site has barely changed since I first started in 2005.
The graphics, everything.
Design has not changed since then. Very Microsoft Word looking. hang on, where is it? Hosted Pranks. All right, and they go by Monkey Phone, right? Look, there's numbers here by Fat Disc, Sean Ward. Sean Ward, there's another one.
Yeah, Sean Ward, what about him, man? Yeah. Man, we did the Comic-Con thing there, man, dude.
All right. Well, so was one of them Jupe? Did he go by the name Jupe? Is that right?
Jupe, that was Mark.
Mark was Jupe. Monkey Phone Mark, a.k.a. Jupe. Okay. All right, here's a random one called I'm a Dead Man. Let's see if... better be good, Jupe.
These kids were out about, like, what, 12, 13, I think, then?
I think, yeah, around that.
They're about 23.
Hi, it's Sophia there.
Oh. What?
It's Sophia there.
Yeah, maybe she is, but who are you?
My name is Jared Goldstein.
Yeah, nice quick name. I'm giving you a real name.
Jared Goldstein.
So, is this Brandon?
Yes.
This is Brandon, huh?
Yes.
This sounds like shit. Sorry.
The audio
I'm gonna fuck up your family.
Man.
I'm gonna fuck up your friends.
Oh, shit. Here's some anger.
You just fucked with somebody you don't want to
kill. You can ask Brandon.
Well, I'll tell you what. Next time you see Brandon, you better tell him to watch his fucking back. Because I'm going to go through him, and then he's going to give me a name. I'm going to get your fucking name. I'm going to show up on your fucking doorstep.
All right, pussy.
That's definitely him, but I don't know why he's talking like that. What the hell is this? I'm vouching
for. Well, remember, dude, like, the audio we was using, like, was, like, 32, I think, back in. I think that's all that was done at.
My art teacher is gay. Let's try this one.
I hope the audio is better.
My art teacher's gay. That's a 404 for that one. Aww. What else, Nelson?
If I could be, like, 22 years old now, man. His voice would be different, too.
Yeah, it probably sounds like a man now. Here's
don't even know him if Patrick shows it up.
There's one called Nigger Goop Kike Faggot.
Yo, nigger. Nigger.
Word?
This is what I'm saying, my nigger. Alright, here's what I'm getting at. You know those fucking dykes, they're just coming up in here, touching up on all
the
faggots there. You know who this is, you faggot. I'll come up there and I'll fucking rape your whole family. I'll rape your whole family so bad.
Hey,
man, you shut your fucking mouth while I'm speaking to you. I'll take a dump right on your chest.
Who is this?
Craig Spoonheimer. And you better fucking hang up after 1 minute of this shit, because it's already been 50 seconds, and I'm going to hang up on you in 10 seconds, because you're a fucking cunt, and you're a fucking kike, and a gook at the same time, nigga.
You call me a kike.
Excellent, great, wow. Jeez, a lot of racism. So that kid's like 22, 23 now probably. He was like 12, 13.
Do you remember why? Because like you could do these calls, you had 1 minute before the service would cut out. That's what that was, remember? You had 1 minute to do whatever service we was doing. I remember
this
shit.
There
had 1 minute like free time or whatever to say whatever to fuck, and then it cut off.
There were Sprint cards or something where you could sign up by email, I think, because Lonesome used to get like tons of them. Like, you'd sign up on email for, like, all these little phone cards, like, 20-minute phone cards and stuff.
That's what it was playing the countdown game. Yeah. You had to do all your joke, man, within 1 minute, and that was it.
I remember this. I remember things of this nature, yeah. All right.
Well, hell, there wasn't VoIP back in yet. There was no VoIP yet. We were doing that shit basically with, like, phone cards and, like, holding the fucking phone up, you know, to the earpiece and shit, man.
When we first started, yeah, we were still doing that because Skype was really unreliable at that time.
There wasn't Skype yet. Skype hadn't been invented when we first started, bro.
Skype came out around 2002, 2003.
They weren't talking about it. It wasn't viable in any way. It wasn't being used in any way.
It wasn't viable because it was really crappy, but it was out. It was getting there. VoIP existed, but it wasn't feasible because it took up all your upload bandwidth. Bandwidth was so shitty.
Being that it wasn't usable by us. No. I mean,
like, you remember when the best internet you could usually get was cable internet and it was 4 megs down and less than 1 meg up? You know, back then, so if you were running, like, you know, your phone, your voice call on that plus your shoutcast stream, and then you got your chat going and any message, it screwed up all the freaking time. Yeah, for a while, I tried getting one of those Vonage boxes. I was like, oh, I'm going to do the Vonage thing for the show.
Mm-hmm.
The day that I tried doing the Vonage thing, the internet, the upload bandwidth just crapped out, and it sounded like every call sounded like things were underwater. The shoutcast would get cut off. Yeah, man.
Remember when first Skype came out, it would like reset all your fucking drivers on your computer and like fucking none of your audio worked or anything. Remember that shit? That would just fucking
it would
go,
take
uh-oh.
Over your mic level and they keep adjusting it and you would hit the setting not to and it kept doing it.
Yeah, all kinds of weird shit with that when it first came out.
And then the thing was you had to do the opposite, I remember, for a while. If you didn't want it to control your shit, you would left it checked to control the shit. And it wouldn't do... it was so fucked up. It was weird. Now it's stable.
Back
great.
Then, that's why I hated it so bad. I called it Skypist, man.
Skypist.
It's still written in everywhere. Everything I got, ID, it still says Skypist, man. I still... still got memories.
Yeah. But anyway,
remember
listen.
Gizmo? Hey, we were using Gizmo.
Gizmo,
originally.
Yeah.
Remember
I
that?
I used Gizmo, but then Google bought Gizmo, and then I lost my credits that I had with them. Listen, real quick before I forget, we got to do some more prank calls, Milkman. But if you are interested in getting with me and seeing if you have the time and think you might be able to help me out with the anniversary show, either send me an email, drop me an email at madhouseradio@gmail.com. Or hit me up on a private message in the chat room sometime with an email address that I can get back to you at. Let me know, any of you who think you're up to... And also, if you think that you could participate in a contest over the phone for some type of prize, as yet to be unannounced or unallocated, some type of prize for winning a contest of Madhouse Trivia Contest. And we have two contestants already. We need a third to do that. And I'm already about not even a quarter through with the question. I got a few questions written down, but I got to do plenty more. But I got a good idea. Anyway, get with me, all right? Please, email or a private message somewhere.
A lot of ground we covered there, man. Wow.
Oh, man, we're going to fail so bad.
What about Big Will, man? Have we ever talked to him? Is he still around? Or
I still talk to him here and there. He's still in Orlando. I reach out to him sometimes. Yeah, man. Yeah, totally.
What about Clone Homegrown, dude? Is he still around?
I haven't heard from him in forever, dude. Like years and years. Like 8 years.
What about Andy, man? Is he still talking to the heterosexual world, or?
Yeah, I still talk to Andy. He's a Mason now, and we're in the union, and he's got a baby on the way. I think
the due
date's right. Sometime in the winter. I forget when exactly, but yeah, he's got a...
I guess the trucking business is treating him good then, man.
Yep, keep talking about the trucking that he never did. Ever did the trucking. Never did it. I don't care. He's not mine.
Dude, it's a trivia question right there, man. Listen, how many years has Andy been trucking?
Andy is spoken for, sir. Hello? Spoken for.
Leave a message at the beep.
Oh!
I thought maybe, what about ringing a couple of those guys on for a couple minutes?
No. Goats for sale coming up next.
Leave a message at the beep.
Yeah, leave a message at the beep.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, how you doing? I'm looking at your ad here, Hoss. You got some goats for sale?
Dude.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about them goats?
They're boars.
Boar
goats. My nanny's is part boar. But the daddy is a little goat. He's 100%.
Ed
is? He's purebred boar goat.
All right, I'm going to be killing them, probably. Is that a problem?
Huh?
I'm going to be killing them, probably. Is that a problem?
Be killing them?
Yeah, I'm going to be killing them, yeah.
Oh,
after I buy them.
Oh, okay.
Is that a problem, or?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
they're mine to do with what I please, right? And I don't want to kill
yeah.
someone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's them. Right.
I like some goat meat, you know? I'll make some goat kofta.
Yeah.
Goat chicken kofta. It's an Indian dish. Goat korma. Oh, so delicious. Nice.
Yeah, they say it is. I've never eaten it. Mm. But they say it's good.
Oh, no. All right. So how much for them? How much for one of them goats? What's your cheapest goat? I'm gonna kill that one right there in the car after I pick it up. I'm gonna strangle.
The little ones is just 2 months old.
Yeah. I'll kick that one around. Before I kill it, I'll kick it around first.
You'd have to grow it out, you know. You'd have to grow them some more.
I can cook a little bit of meat off of that little baby goat. No?
Yeah.
What about the Ed? You said his name is Ed?
Say what?
You said you have one named Ed?
No.
No?
I ain't got no name, Ed.
Oh, but you said the last one you talked, I thought you said his name is Ed. He's a billy goat. You got a billy goat, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, the older one, I want to punch him and kick him, and then I'm going to strangle
him. I'd say 150 pounds, probably.
Yeah, so I can punch him and kick him, right?
What would you want to do that for?
I want the meat. meat.
Oh.
I want to punch him and kick him and slap him in the face. You know?
Yeah.
And then say, hey, you have the meat. Where's the meat? I'm going to tell him. And when he goes, meh, I'm going to tell him, shut up. And I'll backhand him in the face. Yeah.
There's supposed to be another boy dick with me tomorrow. He's talking about buying all
of
them.
No, fuck him. Fuck him. I'm buying them all tonight.
Well, I'll have to check and see what he says.
No, shit, damn it. Whatever he's paying, I'll pay more. And I want to kill him. I want to kill them all.
I want to send them all to
animal hell. Yeah. I'm going to sacrifice one of them for Lord Satan.
Yeah. Hey, you check back with me tomorrow. Let me see what he says.
Well, if you have another one, like, I want to just sacrifice it to Lord Satan, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I have my woman, she lays down. You can hear her right now. My woman lays down, and she lets we cut the goat over her, and the blood gums down on her, you know? And as she masturbates, and she's got the goat blood all over her, and she masturbates and has an orgasm.
Yeah, I don't think I won't say you no goat.
Well, it's my business what I do with the motherfucking goat after I get the motherfucker. After I've done bought it from me.
What does he have against goats?
I don't know. What's his problem? What does he have against satanic goat sacrifices?
Goat's head soup.
Dust Bernadette asking me if I like the Galaxy Edge. Yes, I like my Galaxy Edge. I recommend the Edge screen. It has come in useful and I like it. It looks nice, feels nice in the hand. So any of those other Galaxy phones that are coming out now with Edge screens, I highly recommend them. Here's someone who had a family yard sale. Let's call them about that family yard sale and see if we can get some more.
Hey, hermano, I tell you who I'd like to hear.
Your mom.
Hermano.
What? Who?
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead. Who?
Okay.
Who
you? My bandwidth's dropping out. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Yeah.
Can we get Lonesome Loser to come on?
Oh, he's shy. I don't think he'll come, you know?
He's talked on the air before. He's talked to us before. Well, maybe he'll come on the air. No, he won't even come on the air. I don't know if I could. Never mind. I thought it would be funny if he came on. He's talked to me before.
You think so? You think he would?
I did. He's talked to me. I mean, you talked to him, right?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it would be fucking hilarious because, like...
We're going to have Nunu on. Nunu committed already. So we got that to look forward to.
Well, there you go. You see? That's been hard contracts right there, man. It's been real hard negotiations with his crew.
Yeah.
So if we can get him, bring the Lonesome Loser on, dude. Like, man, people just don't understand or even know how much we love the Lonesome Loser, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Someone is looking for an electric dryer. Wait a minute. No, you interrupted me. I was still going to do this one. Bastard.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
You interrupted me, you monkey. Bollocks. All right, here's the someone looking for an electric dryer. In good shape, preferably for a decent price. In need of it bad. How about you hang your stuff outside, right?
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
I will try again.
Call has been forwarded.
All right, here's the next one. This is a guy who's got a Harley Davidson and a bunch of other shit for sale.
Hi, you've reached Bob and Shirley.
Trying again. All right, I give up on that. Last one off of this list, and we'll move on.
I'm going to say, man, that little bunch right there is not popping much.
I know. This is a guy trying to get rid of some trees.
Hello?
Yes, hello. You got some trees there that you're trying to get rid of? Oh, I think they got pranked already. I had shared these numbers with someone earlier. And I think they were accused of something with the trees. I remember now. Alright. Now I go to the map.
I lost that, but then, dude.
Milkman, prepare yourself. I'm calling a Hilton Hotel. Doubletree by the Hilton Hotel.
Yeah.
They're open 24 hours a day.
Which one?
The main one.
Okay.
They got heat. They got rooms with heat.
Dude, that one's got a real nice room. That's only about like 8 minutes from where I'm at right now. I can be here in 8 minutes and pick you up.
Thank you for calling the Fresno Doubletree by... This is Kai speaking. How can I help you?
Yes. Hi, boy. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
I'd like to make an order.
An order for what, sir?
One heat.
I think you got the wrong number. This is a Doubletree Hotel.
Yeah. I'm a guest here, and I need one heat in my room.
What do you mean, one heat?
One heat.
You're not a guest here because you're not calling from the room.
I'm calling from my cell phone.
Okay, what do you mean
your
one
phones,
heat?
Your phones here are monitored and tapped, so I don't use them. The room needs one heat. Stupid.
We seem to have lost this guy, man. What the hell? Is he an idiot or what?
Stephen Aspinwall notifying that the tree lady yelled at him.
I mean, hell, all rooms should come.
A few days ago, Stephen Aspinwall got yelled at.
You shouldn't have to order it. It should come with it.
Thank you for calling the Fresno Doubletree by Hilton. This is Kai speaking. How can I help you?
The room should come with heat. We shouldn't have to be ordering it. Sir?
What's your room number, sir?
Milkman, what's the room number?
115.
There's no 115.
Here we go with the bullshit, boy. 215.
I told you 2115. 2115.
That's the toilet, Milkman.
I knew I was going to be too short a number for that.
Damn. Okay.
I should have really wanted it. Can you go to the door and tell me what number's on the outside? And I'll let you know what it is.
Yeah. All right. Looking for the next place. Stand by, please.
I can't get up. Was that one call that Zoldar did? And like, I was in the bathtub.
In the bathtub?
Yeah, remember they just said like he was like paralyzed. He was in the bathtub.
No, I don't remember. No.
Shit, he's gone.
I remember he called from the Stern Show, Gary the Retard, with his girl voice, and told him that Miss Howard Stern, that he was Miss Howard Stern, and that Zoldar had kidnapped her and chained her to her in his bathroom. He did that on his show, and I guess
I remember that. I remember that. That was a big deal. He was all up about her early on, and when we first met him, he was so stern.
Andrea, Mr. Yeah. Stern. So
he had pictures and shit with her and everything, man. And, oh yeah, man. Like, yeah, he was so Howard Stern back in those days, because like he had a chance to go on with Stern, because this was before he was actually on satellite radio yet. He was still in the in-between area.
He had the channels, but wasn't released from CBS until...
Right. This is that gray area, man. And, like, Zolar actually was in a position where he could have, you know, maybe got somewhere with it, man, actually.
He got a test show. Yeah, he got a test show and they never kept him on. And there was, like, some animosity. But anyway, listen. So this was Friday on a Friday night show. He calls Gary the retard, says he's Andrea, Miss Howard Stern, Shane in Zolar's bathroom, help me. Like, Gary believes it calls. I'm at work listening to the Stern show on the next Monday, and like, Gary's calling about Andrea being chained in Zolar's bathroom, and they put him on. He's like, yeah, Zolar called me. No, Andrea, Miss Howard Stern called me and said she's chained in Zolar's bathroom. And they were like all laughing at him, like, what are you talking about? Like, for real, what are you talking about? And someone came and said, no, we just talked to Andrea, she's fine, she doesn't know what he's talking about. It's pretty funny. Good times, right? Zolar pulled a prank, a great prank that day. And then, of course, there's KDK.
Hell yeah, what? Gary the Retard was on the network with us at one time.
Yeah. There was KDK on the Stern Show, remember?
Yeah.
When he fucked a transsexual. Post-op transsexual, Milkman. Get it right. Listen.
Yeah, transsexual.
Let's listen to that right now. Let's see if I can find that.
All right. Now, we have a bunch of things to get
I'm going
to
find the spot where that happens.
You're probably going to come in about a minute.
I don't know about that.
Well, so you went and what you did was prepare yourself with a dildo or something?
Yeah, just for my own sake, so that I'm loose and I'm ready to give them the juice.
And you put KY and everything in there?
No, I use Lily of the Desert 99% certified organic aloe vera jelly. It's the best lube in the world.
Let me hear if this is successful. Is he laying on the bed?
Hopefully he is. I'm in the bathroom.
All right, hurry up. Let's go. Let's go. Time is money.
I'm going to follow her into the bathroom, Howard.
Where is KDK?
He's in the bedroom laying down, supposedly erect. He's been getting fucked. We're walking through the kitchen now. I'm right behind Siobhan. She's fully nude.
Oh, is it vile?
Walking into the bedroom. Oh, my God. He is erect.
Uh-oh. There might be a touchdown here.
Oh, my God.
Let me speak to Siobhan and KDK. Put the phone near them.
Okay. Guys, Howard wants to talk to you. He's putting the rubber on right now.
Let me talk to KDK.
Okay. KDK, how's it going? Hey, Howard.
All right. You think you can go through with this?
Yeah, but it better be right away.
He's totally naked.
I'll talk to you while he does it.
Does he look like a woman at all to you?
She's moving up my cock and she's about to...
All right, let's see if it happens, Robin. Oh, let's see if Siobhan is,
Here we go.
All right, let's see.
Oh, my.
I'm completely erect. Oh, no! And we're in...
What's happening?
That's Richard, I think.
We had a pop-up.
Does it feel like a woman there?
Yeah, it does. It feels like a woman.
Is it tight?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my God. And is he riding you?
I think Richard's throwing up.
Let me speak to Richard.
I'm just trying to keep my mind off.
Let me speak to Richard.
Richard.
Oh my God,
Richard! Richard,
hello.
What's going on?
This is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Let me talk to Siobhan real quick, and then let me talk back to you.
He's still throwing up.
Siobhan! Howard wants to talk to you.
Hold on. Okay. He's trying to get me into a weird position.
What position are you in now?
I don't want to get on my back. Cause
get on your back.
On top?
Oh, he lost it. He lost it.
He lost his arousal.
Oh. God. Did you come?
No, I did. God. That's it. It's done.
oh my God, it was going so great, and then all of a sudden it just like a tire.
Let me speak to him. I'll find out what happened.
No, it's not going to get hard again for like a while.
Let me speak to him.
Here.
Hello.
What went wrong?
It's like he got a leak in his tire.
He must have opened his eyes, Robin.
Oh, jeez. That wasn't a good move.
Okay, Howard, so he's soft again.
It didn't work out.
What happened?
But
technically... You know, he did it. He went through with it. I mean, he was in there, and they were going at it hard and heavy.
What happened? Why do you think it all went away? Did he open his eyes?
He said it was from, you know, trying to talk on the phone while he was doing it.
I see. That was my fault.
You can't have any distractions.
I see. I thought you needed a distraction with that.
So here's what happened, Oakman. I don't know if you remember the big fallout that occurred with this, with PC. This is the death of PC, PCU here, because when this happened, all right, so.
This was, yeah.
Zolar was the. Zolar was. Howard's show announced that they were trying to get somebody to fuck Siobhan. One guy, this heroin user guy, tried to and couldn't get hard. Couldn't do
it.
I
wonder how it felt.
Okay. So, then we were... Howard makes the announcement again, and Zorla's like, hey, you know, KDK, will you do it on PCU? You know, where they were talking on a show, and he said, yeah. So... Zolar got in touch with the Stern Show. They know Zolar. So, all right. They're like, bring him in. So here's, guess what happens? So remember, KDK spent the night. They did a show together. KDK spent the night at Zolar's show, and then they Zolar was like, I don't have a car. You got to drive into the city.
This is a wild story. I never heard the whole thing.
And KDK was like, oh, God, you know how hard it is to drive into the fucking New York City? So they did it, and like... They got there, and they're like, yeah, sure, KDK, you can come in with your guest, your boyfriend, but Zolar isn't on the list. They didn't want Zolar to be able to come in. And Zolar got embarrassed and pissed off, and he made a big stink, and then they let him in. So then Zolar gets up there, and he's in there with... They're in the green room. You know, KDK and K-Bone, Keith K-Bone, his boyfriend at the time, and Zolar in there. And Zolar starts smoking a cigarette. And Ronnie, the limo driver, the security guy for the search, he comes and says, "You can turn that. What are you fucking smoking in here?" He's like, "Yeah, you can't fucking smoke in here, man." He's like, "Oh, we could at K Rock." He's like, "That doesn't fucking matter. No, you can't fucking smoke in here." So they were already like, and they're like, "You're not even really supposed to be here, Zolar. Like, why are you even here?" He's like, "Oh, well, I brought him and all this stuff." I'm like, "All right, whatever." But they didn't let him into the studio. They only let KDK into the studio. So, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. The deal was Zolar got his hands on some Viagra, and that's what they were going to do. He was going to give the Viagra to KDK so that he wouldn't have any problems getting hard when he fucked Siobhan on the air. But when all this happened and Zolar was like slighted, KDK said he walked off. He walked off on them. Pissed off and refused to give him the Viagra pill. Katie gets like, all right, give it to me so I can take it. You know, like we're getting ready to go to her place, you know, Siobhan's place to do the fucking on the camera and the audio. He said no and he walked off. And then later on, KDK loses his erection because A, it's disgusting. B, the house was disgusting, full of cats shitting everywhere. And C, fucking Richard is, Richard from the Stern Show is over there. For show, he's doing this throwing up stuff, and it's like super distracting. You could even hear KDK saying, "Richard's distracting me with that." Anyone would. He ruined it because you can't understand what's going on with him going in the background.
Yeah. I thought yours is just weird sounds. You really don't know what's going on.
You don't, Milkman. You don't. And that's where we got. That's the story. That's the background story.
Wait a minute. Okay, now wait a minute. Now there's the rest of the story here now. Okay, there's a part I heard now. That's the end of the story you got?
I think there's more, maybe, yeah. Because that's when PC started breaking up.
No, there's more. There's more, dude. Here's what I was told. Okay, so that's where you're at. I was told that after that, Zolar got some money for bringing him in because somebody had to get some money to bring in, to get somebody to go...
Yeah, they were offering money for it. Yeah.
And Zolar got the money, is what I heard, and he did not share that with KDK. And KDK went got pissed because he went and did the act and he didn't get a cut of the money.
Yeah, because KDK was thinking it was the money plus that the PCU network is going to take off a little bit more because of it, and it ended up being not really that many more people.
And yeah. Zolar got the money. Man, see, now you're telling me the other half. This is why Zolar didn't give the money now, because they fucked him. They didn't want Zolar in on it. Yeah. So Zolar said, fuck you, and kept the whole package in, sounds like. What a fucking crazy story, dude.
That's crazy.
I never heard the studio part of it. You told me the rest of it. Now, I know the part that I heard. Well, either KDK or one of them told me. I think KDK told me this himself. Somebody told me this shit back in when it happened. But it was like a couple $1,000s, I think. It was like $2,000 maybe, or something like that was the reward for somebody to go do the deed. And Zolar went and said he got it and brought him in and didn't tell KDK about the money or some shit. Somehow it happened that.
Well, you know what? And you see, okay. Here, if that's true, and, you know, Zolar's my buddy. I love him like a brother, to be mm-hmm. honest. I consider him a personal friend. And we still mm-hmm. really friendly with him and everything. And, of course, I'm going to mm-hmm. hope he's going to be on the anniversary show like we talked about earlier. But mm-hmm. he mm-hmm. had a recent falling out with Prankmaster over the same thing in reverse. Zolar put in a bunch of work, helped Prankmaster win some kind of contest with a few uh-huh. $1,000s, and then refused to give uh-huh. Zolar any after he basically helped Prankmaster win it, some kind of contest. I don't know. Prankmaster's always they'll be like, oh yeah, you know, create a funny video over the Rosetta satellite, you know, approaching the comet, and he'll do it. He's always out looking for free shit. You don't remember he'd always mm-hmm. have like, oh yeah, you can get a free T-Mobile phone if you go do the survey. He's really
He was always like bugging people, trying to get him to come on the show and get all the weird people. Man, I mean, just he was constantly
getting people
dumb shit like that.
But then he would just, oh my god, like, you remember? This one time, get this. I used to
stalking people.
Yeah, I used to fuck with him. Now get this. Like this one time, Zolar was doing a show and Prankmaster was in the chat room saying, Should I go to the Zolar's house to be on the show? And Zolar didn't invite him. He didn't want him on the air with him in his house because he would come over and just eat a bunch of food and make a mess, like Artie did to me all the time. But no one in the chat room, it was like, yeah, Prankmaster, go down there, yeah. But so I private messaged him. I was like, yeah, man, you should go. Yeah, come on, hurry up. He said, you think so? Like, yeah. And I was like, you haven't had anything. I said, dude, you know what? You go, you stop and you pick up a pizza on the way and you bring it with you. And he did it. He went all the way out there and it was raining and he drove from Jersey all the way to Zolar's place in New York. I don't know where. I think he was living in Brooklyn at the time. He drove all the way out there. He had stopped for pizza on the way. He had a big ass pizza. And Zolar, and I told Zolar, hey, he's on his way to your house. Like, oh shit. I should have kept it a secret, but he got there and he knocked on the door and Zolar didn't let him inside the house. And it was raining and he was getting all wet and he wouldn't let him inside. He said, no, I want to be by myself, go back home. And he had the pizza in his hand and he said, let me see the pizza. And he opened it and it was raining on the pizza and all this shit. Crazy.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, man, yeah, Prankmaster. I'm just saying.
See, this is some funny shit, man. I mean, this is so hilarious because, I mean, the story is better after we put it all together because the big picture is fucking funny shit. Zolar got some change on one deal, and I sound like the next one, man. Fucking Prankmaster scammed him on one, that fucker.
I'm just saying. I'm not pointing anything out, but I'm saying be a little more understanding about Prankmaster because you did it to KDK. You know how you felt. Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Prankmaster's a trip, man. They're all okay, man. I'm over it, dude, man. You know, back in the day, man, it really pissed me the fuck off. But fuck, dude.
Well, I can only laugh now. He was a dickhead to you. He did a really fucked up real life thing to you, so. Yeah.
He was always fucking in bugging people, man.
Rest in peace, Prankmaster.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for choosing Domino's. How can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make an order.
For delivery or carryout?
One pizza.
Okay, what size?
Main.
I'm sorry, what size?
Main size.
We have small, medium, large, and extra large.
Do you have regular?
I'm sorry, I don't know what regular would be to you. I mean, if you...
You don't have the regular size? Well, you know how, like, you have small, regular, you know?
Well, no, we just have small, medium, large, and extra large.
On a five-point system.
We don't have anything that...
Regular on the five-point system. You don't have anything like that?
I would say medium.
Medium. All right, fine.
Okay, we'll go with that.
I like
nice
it.
Nice little mid-ground.
I need you to make it with heat.
Okay.
Bake it with
I
heat.
Would assume.
You're going to okay. add cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Sauces.
Okay. Which type of sauce? We have garlic, parmesan, barbecue, original.
Red sauce.
Okay.
I also need meat on it.
Okay, which one would you like? We have pepperoni, ham, sausage, beef, bacon.
Cooked meat.
We also
cooked,
have sliced Italian stuff.
The cooked meat.
Okay, which one did you want? They're all pre-cooked.
Cooked salty meat.
Sliced Italian sausage.
No. No, cooked salty meat.
Sausage?
No, no.
Pepperoni?
Pork.
Bacon?
No, that's too salty.
Ham?
Okay, we'll go with that.
Awesome. We'll go with ham.
Okay. Want garlic?
Anything else for that?
Want garlic?
Did you want garlic on the crust?
Yeah, and salt.
Okay.
Salt.
Comes with it.
Pepper.
Okay, did you want jalapenos or the regular green peppers or roasted red peppers?
Natural peppers.
Organic, I would go with green or red.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else for you?
I need some shit to drink.
We have a small or the large?
Foo.
Coke?
Yep.
Okay.
Foo.
Splendid. We'll go with that.
All right. This is a serious order, motherfucker.
I'm completely understanding this.
Yeah, and if it's not ready...
Order's on the screen.
If it's not ready when I get there, I'm gonna kick the walls.
Okay.
I'm gonna kick the shit out of your cash register, too, and your phone. I'm going to kick the shit
okay.
out of the motherfucker. I'm going to kick the shit out of your pizza oven. I'm going to shove it, push it on the floor, and kick it in its penis.
It's a machine that doesn't have a penis.
Well, it has an operating section. It has a main operating part, doesn't it?
I'm pretty sure.
It's yeah, we're built for fucking, and they're built for bacon.
Perfect.
So I'm going to kick it in its baking parts.
Okay, could I have a name of someone who's going to come pick it up?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Jim Shorts.
Okay. Does Mr. Short have a...
Oh!
Wedgie!
Oh.
Well, he picked that up.
Okay.
If I could put you on hold for just a second, sir.
Okay, honey, baby.
Thank you.
I was going to talk
about McDonald's. Hello?
Hey, ¿cómo está?
Sí.
Hey, buenas tardes.
¿Su teléfono?
Sí, quiero poner un orden para un pizziaco.
Sí, dame no over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to make an order for a fucking pizza, motherfucker.
What's your phone number? Can I have your phone number first?
Why don't you put it up your ass, fucking shit, motherfucking Asian motherfucker, you?
Oh, thank you for fucking me, man.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, you like getting fucked
come
by
on.
Me, my big fucking cock?
Come on, I want to see.
Yeah. Yeah, and you play with your little penis while I do it. You like me?
I know. Yeah. Thank you so good.
That's you jacking off.
Okay. I have a gun too. Come on.
Oh yeah, you have a gun?
Yeah,
I have a gun. What was that? Little Bruce Lee there. I have a gun too. Bing, bing, bing.
Got that job. I have gun. Yeah.
How about DTT? Wow. How about DTT? I have gun for you. Huh? Remember that?
Yeah, man. Yeah. DTT, we gotta call him back, man. Yeah. I like him, man. He was good.
He grew up to be Dex. From Pregnant. No, he didn't. I thought for a moment he might, because they had the same first name and they kind of sounded the same a little bit at first, but no. Not the same guy. DTT was kind of dumb, man. He had people mailing him condoms in the mail and shit. Used condoms.
Do you even... Yeah, I actually knew his real name, dude. He was actually pretty... he was a pretty funny guy, man. He was cool, man. Yeah,
I remember his name. He used to call me off air and, like... He'd tell me he was stressed out about his mom and his religion.
Yeah, remember, like, the roof of his house, like, was, like, got tore up in a storm.
Tree. And shit. Yeah, the tree, and fucking,
then,
yeah.
And then people were like...
We're losing you, buddy.
Then people started fucking with him because he was, like, Arabic.
Yeah. Oh, you remember? He said, I have gun for you to Andy. And Andy used to fuck with him a lot.
Yeah, Andy, that's right.
Andy would get in the chat room on Friday. He would tell me, yo, is Zolar on? Yeah. And Andy would pop in the chat and fuck with DTT and the dead. He'd antagonize them. Yeah, man, DTT. He just told Andy once, I have gun for you. And then everyone kept making little meme pictures.
For calling Walgreens, located at the southeast corner of Chestnut and Kings Canyon in Fresno, with convenient pharmacy drive-thru service.
Oh, and there
service.
Was B2.
Para servicio en español, oprima el número 9.
Remember B2? Oh, we lost Milkman's.
To use our automated pharmacy services, press 1.
Look, I'm just
your entry
to
was
someone.
Not recognized.
Oh, fuck Walgreens. It's always a pain in the ass to talk to someone at these pharmacies. And we lost Milkman. I'm reinitiating communications with him. Let me see if I find anything else open in this neighborhood before I look for greener pastures. The Home Depot. Are they open yet? Or still? Hey, now? Can't I click it right? No? Apparently not. Or they just have no listings. Okay, never mind. No Home Depot. I guess we're not meant to call them. And here's a hotel called the Kings Canyon. Yeah. King Canyon's Motel. Never mind. Ain't nothing good going on at the motel, ladies. Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, do you have any creams?
What cream?
Cream for the pussy.
Which room number are you?
12.
Well, I don't have right now, but let me check and call you back, okay?
You know, for the vagina, so I could fuck the girl? You know what I'm talking about? The vagina? For fucking the girl? Hello?
Are you from 112?
Uh-huh.
Can you just hang up the phone? We don't have any cream, okay?
You don't have any cream? Hey, Milkman. What's up, Milky? Milky Liquor. Internet connection problem. Milkman is having internet connection problems. We'll continue to see if we can reacquire his signal. Thank you. Let's call that motel back. Hey, boy. Milkman boy. Alright, the cream girl won't answer again. Let's see if El Pollo Loco's open. El Pollo Loco, the crazy chicken with the crazy taste. One thing I miss about South Florida, El Pollo Loco, or Florida in general, El Pollo Loco and our later offshoot, Pollo Tropical. Such good food. So delicious. Hold on, fuck it. Hey, this is El Pollo Loco. Crazy chicken. The crazy taste. Right? Huh?
Yeah, may I help you?
Yeah, I want to make an order.
I'm sorry, so we catering order?
Yeah. No, a food order.
How many pieces?
15.
I'm sorry?
5.
Unless it's a catering order, we don't take...
Listen, come on, just I need one food, man. One food with heat. One hot food. Yeah. Which, meat, with meat. Listen, you fucking motherfucker. Listen, Jose. Put the manager on the phone, okay?
I'm the manager.
Wow, you're keeping all the food for yourself. I hear your accent.
Listen, sir. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, puta madre. What do you want?
You will need to come in for your chicken if you need to order.
I'm going to come in to push you. What's your name?
All right. Well,
what's your name, Jose?
Yep.
Jose, what's your last name? Garcia?
You got it, boss. You're like a psychic.
Jose Garcia, I know. I could tell. Somehow I could tell.
All right, man. Well, we'll be over here.
Hey, you know who sent me Maria? Told me to call you. You know Maria, right? You know Maria?
Maria? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's a puta. She told me to call you, motherfucker.
Your sister, right?
No, I don't have a sister named Maria, stupid. I'm a white person.
You don't sound like it.
I'm very white. I'm a white. Privilege. Speak English.
Very unfortunate for you.
Speak English there, boy.
Perdón, jefe,
¿no a culo. A culo. A culo.
All right, bro. Wait for you over here.
A culo. All right. I didn't know it was like that, milkman. Are you here yet? No? Another puta madre named milkman. Puta madre milkman. We had music going. I forgot to turn it off. We're about a half hour away from taking my break of the night. At which point I will be gone for about 7 minutes or so to eat a sandwich and drink some purple Kool-Aid. Yeah. Let's call Fo Fung 9. They just closed, possibly. Like, literally just now.
Can I help you?
Yeah, are you just closing?
Not yet.
I want to make an order for one full.
You order four to go?
Full phone.
Yeah, but what do you want to order?
One full phone. One four.
Yeah, you want Portugal?
One full phone.
No, four, not phone. Phone, this is a name.
Your name is full phone.
No, yeah.
Full phone.
You want
nine.
One Portugal?
One full phone. Number nine. The number nine.
You want to go over here?
I want one number nine to go. One full phone to go.
Okay, I do for you when you come to pick up.
How much heat does it have?
750.
How much heat?
750.
No, heat. How hot is it?
I don't understand. Sorry.
Do you have vagina to put on it? Oh, man. Come on, man. You got to get connected. What's going on, man? Oh. Milkman. Milkman.
I hear you.
Full Fong, yeah, nah. I hear you. Yeah. We have you. All right, she ain't gonna pick up again. We got the Corina's Taqueria and Carniceria. Some good food there, motherfucker, I'll tell you what. They should be open for another half hour, machine. Thank you.
Pizzeria Colina, buenas noches.
Hey, I want to make an order. Oh.
You want to order?
Fuck. Yes. Fuck yeah. Oh. Oops. Stupid. Way to ruin the call. Fuck yeah. No, because he said, fuck yeah.
Corina, buenas tardes.
Yes, can I make an order, please? Can I make an order? Hello, Chula. Hello.
Where do you need order?
Okay, one meat.
You want taco, burritos?
Meat.
One meat?
Uh-huh.
Which one meat? Asada?
No, hot. Hot meat. Cooked meat.
I have asada.
Carne.
Asada with carne, pero asada?
No, it's hot. Carne cocinada.
I know, asada.
Cocinada.
Sí. Yes.
No asada. Casi cocinada.
Cocinada ya, pero ¿qué quiere? ¿Quiere barbacoa, cheddar beef?
Con calor,
pork,
con calor.
Al pastor,
Al calor.
Guacán de meat.
En el oven eléctrico.
No, we don't have it right now.
¿No tienen electricity
there? Mm. Oh, no, because it's closed right now.
Because it's like Mexico, you don't have electricity, right?
Yes.
Yeah, like poor people. That's a good thing that you represent very well. You have cockroaches there too.
Yes.
And no electricity. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, authentico. That's what happens after you eat right here.
Yes, yes. Da, 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 da.
Look, man, got you back, you fucking asshole.
Dude, what the hell is going wrong with my bandwidth, dude? I feel like I'm back on the satellite connection. The world dominoes champion.
You might as well
Caribbean.
Be. And you're talking about I'm going to get DSL. DSL, you might as well not. You might as well have dial-up. Yeah, it's DSL is the dial-up of our generation, of the current generation, sir.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to get satellite.
Yeah, satellite machine.
HughesNet.
Don't get that. You're not going to get HughesNet.
600K, man.
Oh! And it was 52... Your upload was via the phone. It was 52K, remember? You didn't do the upload on the satellite link. It was just the download. Your upload was shit. You still had to dial out on the phone line to get to do your upload. Woo!
That future.
Good times, man. Alright, I'm trying the carniceria again, a third time here. Abuse, abuse.
I think they actually upgraded their service now.
Your call has been forwarded to an
Mira, they blocked me, Mira.
Uh-oh.
She said that it blocked. Yeah, Kim Cruz.
De la madre. El barco.
Your call
de la
has
madre.
Been forwarded to.
All right, let's see if A.
Stella, mira,
buffet.
Mira, el barco de la madre.
Mira, All Star Buffet. Let's call the buffer. Okay, I'll go to the buffer.
El barco de la madre.
El buffer de la madre.
Hey,
you got the buff. This is the buffer?
Does it say A-Star Buffet?
Buffer. This is the buffer?
No.
Buffet? A-Star Buffer?
Yes. How may I help you?
Yeah, I want to make an order.
You have to come in to make an order.
No, one buffet. One buffet. I want to order one buffet.
Oh, you have to come in.
No, I want it ready when I get there.
We don't do that.
What do you mean?
Type of order.
How I have to tell you, I have to get what I want to get to eat at some point. Right? Did you hang up, baby? Honey, baby, no. Oh.
Clung.
Yes, how may I help you?
Yeah. What happened with the phone? Hello? Oh, come on! Oh.
Jess, may I help you? Jess? Jess, mira puta. Jess?
All right, what's next? Let's keep looking. Planet Fitness! Yeah, why not? Yep! Yep.
For calling Planet Fitness Fresno, this is Ashley. How may I help you?
Hello, Ashley. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself, sir?
I'm good. I'm calling from the corporate office. We're calling to make sure that you
hi.
Have... You, hi. We're calling to make sure that... Did you have the form there, the procedure, in case you receive, phone calls that are inappropriate?
Do we have... Let me ask. I'm not too sure.
You should have
Do we
that.
Have a form? Do we have the form if we get inappropriate cars? We had one earlier, too. Do we have the form for it? We don't know where it'd be. We just had the notification of if we had scam calls.
Scam calls? And you had just had a call, too?
Yeah, we had one earlier. They were just talking nasty about feet.
About feet?
Yeah.
Hang on, like, let me write I gotta write that down, actually. I'm sorry. They said what exactly about feet?
About licking their feet. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
And was it just one man, or what was it? Do you know?
It was one man? Yeah, it was one man.
And did you take the call, or was it someone else?
I didn't. Hannah did.
Hannah. H-A-N-N-A-H. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Correct.
Good. Sounds good. I got the new report coming out now. So we'll go ahead and put that in Hannah's personal, in her permanent record.
Okay.
She's going to get a demerit for that because she didn't handle it right, apparently, I guess. If you just
she didn't?
No, she didn't follow the form protocols. It's supposed to be on a glossy page or just printed out next to your phone. What to do if you receive a funny call. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Because I guess she gave her personal phone number out. She said she was interested. She called the person back on her.
What?
Yeah.
Would you like to speak to her about this?
Well, yeah. Well, I'm just trying to see if I can confirm with you. Do you know? Because she apparently gave her personal phone number to these gentlemen. And then she went to her cell phone earlier, and basically they asked her if she wanted to go out to eat at a diner, and they would touch her legs underneath the table, and she said yes, like she was into it. Can you put her on? I need to.
Yeah, one moment. Hello?
Yeah, is this Hannah?
Yes.
I'm calling from the corporate office. I'm just going to let you know I printed out a new report. With the other girl, regarding that odd call that you got. I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Now that girl.
It was really random.
Yeah, the girl who I just talked to, what is her name?
Her name is Ashley.
Okay, exactly, because they said, I guess, Ashley called them back and gave them her personal cell phone number. And then made arrangements to meet them for a meal after work, you know, and we have non-compensation rules here, you know?
Yeah.
So she's probably going to be getting terminated. So I already put this in her personal record. Did she tell you about meeting with these men, I guess, for some kind of, you know, romantic
thing?
No,
I did not. No. No.
Yeah, well, apparently she did. Yeah, that's what the report here has. So she's going to be getting terminated. So if you could just keep an eye on her, make sure you don't see her kind of sneaking around or maybe trying to take any of the equipment or any of the state, you know, the stuff at the desk and stuff like that, any keys.
Yeah, no, I know her pretty well, and I don't think she would do anything like that.
Well, she's definitely going to be suspended without pay. I know that. But that's not, I mean, I'm just with corporate IT. They're probably going to be contacting the store manager.
Okay.
Your location manager here in the morning.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Okay, we'll just keep an eye on her. Make sure she's not, you know, taking stuff or taking pictures of people or anything like that. Because apparently that's what it was, is that they said if she would, they would pay her in cash under the table if she takes pictures of women working out, you know, like, maybe exposing themselves a little bit. And there was even talk that they had apparently about her getting cell phone camera pictures and video from the showers. So we're really concerned here. All right. Okay, well, just keep an eye out for her. Make sure you don't see her with her cell phone out, maybe taking pictures of anyone there who's using the facilities, okay? Especially the bathroom. I would preferably keep an eye on her if you see her making any trips to the bathroom. Because she said she told them she was going to be casing the women's restroom for good spots to take video and pictures of.
She would like to talk to you again, okay?
Oh, okay, sure. Thanks.
Hi.
Hey.
Now, can I get your name?
Yeah, my name is Edward.
Edward, what's your last name?
Meacham.
Mitch.
Meacham, M-E-E-C-H-U-M.
Okay, and is this recorded? Because, like, if you're stating I did it, I would like to hear my voice. Because... That's kind of crazy.
They weren't supposed to share that with you. They weren't supposed
to. I don't know. May I get a... You know, I would like to talk to my manager about this. Is there a number I could talk to you, get a hold of you back on?
Yeah. I mean, you can call the corporate number, or I can give you...
Okay, can I have it, please?
Yeah, you can call back... well, for you, it would be 888...
Uh-huh.
278...
Uh-huh.
2015.
Okay. Yeah. And what time did this call take place?
I don't know. I don't have those parts. I mean, do you want me... Let me look. Let me see what I can find. What was your ID? Did you have an ID number attached to this, maybe?
No, I'm sorry.
Let me see. I'm printing it out now.
I'm sorry, sir, Edward. I'm a little confused as to why you said she wasn't supposed to tell me when you just told me that she had done it, and that's why you wanted to speak to her.
Well, it's both of you, apparently. She was going to meet at the diner, and you're accused of possibly making arrangements to take pictures of people.
Arrangements to take pictures?
Yeah, and the women's restroom, and also of women who are using the machines and working out.
Crazy accusations.
I know. I mean, I was shocked, but we see stuff like this all the time. We have a team that handles stuff like this. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, and what time did the call take place?
Let's see. I mean, I've the list of calls here. I don't think it actually parsed the data correctly.
It doesn't state the day?
I don't think it included that field. I don't understand. Yeah, because these dates don't make any sense here. Yeah, I mean, this isn't my best part. I mean, this is really human resources that handles this.
Human resources handles this.
I mean,
so
I just make the calls. I have access, you know, to the system, but I mean, I can't really. I mean, I've got a whole bunch of dates here: 12/24/2014, number 2032, contact number 5591. Does that?
You just said the 22nd of May.
I don't think that's right. These dates aren't right here at all. I don't know how to interpret this data at all.
Now, Edward, wouldn't this be something corporate should be contacting the manager about?
On the weekend, I kind of call myself and I do a little bit of
Just getting some information ready for the Monday morning meeting.
Okay.
And
okay,
since our locations are 24/7, yeah, because this is all going to be laid out in the corporate meeting in New Hampshire in the morning. I think you're like item number 8 on the itinerary. I think you're number 8 on the itinerary for tomorrow's Monday meeting. I mean, if you're available, we can conference you in on that conference call in the morning. You know what?
No, it's honestly, like, if you guys have recording of this and, you know, if you guys are going to go about it, because I know what I didn't do and I know what she didn't do. So if that's what you have to do, go ahead. I'll speak to my manager about it when it is addressed.
Well, you should probably lawyer up.
Okay, I'm not worried about this. Do you have any more questions for me? Because I have to go.
I don't know. Do you have any more questions for me, hussy?
No, Edward. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Whatever. Eat a dick up. Oh man. Weird. Interesting. Fun. I don't know how to interpret
that. That hussy. Oh my god. Dude, that was great. She was not happy.
I don't know how to interpret this data. She's like, okay. That was fun. 10 minutes until break machine here on Madhouse Radio. Let's go ahead and get back to the map and continue. I'm sure Mr. Dwight will be joining us here after our break at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. And he'll have plenty of numbers galore for different things. Might have a few more guests joining up here, too. Oh, man. Yeah, man. Here's the CVS, but I know it's a fucking piece of shit trying to get through to these CVSs and stuff. Baz says he wants to join. Fuck yeah, Baz, motherfucker. We'll get your ass on here, motherfucking bitch. Yeah. Some Baz. Get some Baz. Yeah, yeah. Man, this city sucks. Fresno, California is pretty closed this time of night on a Sunday. Should rename this Ass Town. But I'm looking. Going down the other street now. Ooh, baseball field. Ugh. Oh, man. You know what we can always do is a Lowe's, Milkman. Lowe's. Are you here, sir? You hear me? You're connected, aren't you? Milkman? I'm by myself. All right, let's look for Lowe's in this town. And away we go.
I got the mute on, dude.
You gotta watch. You need more.
Mute. Sorry, I had the mute on.
You need better mute management.
Thank you for calling Lowe's. The store is now closed. We will open Monday at 6 a.m.
Store is now closed.
Shut out, man. We are shut out. Let's expand our search. Surely someone must be open. Well, they all closed at midnight. Technically, they're not closed. It should be open for a few more minutes, but I think they're all going to service already. Lazy fucks.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
For directions to the store, press 1. For information on deliveries, press transferring to hardware and tools. Please hold.
All right.
Customer service?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I was trying to get a hold of someone regarding this item that I'm trying to make sure it's in when I come in.
Is it for order pickup?
And how it works exactly. But I don't. Maybe I can give you the item number because I don't know what department handles it precisely. Do you have a computer?
Yes. What's the item number?
It's 577783.
Oh, it's a special order grill?
No. It's not a grill.
It's not? It's not a grill?
No.
Let me see. 3-pack?
3-pack. Do you have the descriptions?
It's a 3-pack.
What is it exactly? This, I don't
know. It's grill accessories.
What is it called? Please tell me. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what is it called? What's the brand?
The brand? It doesn't tell me the brand on here.
Well, don't you have looking on the computer?
You transfer it to the department so they can... So they can find it on their computer.
Oh, yeah, baby.
One moment.
Oh, fuck yeah. We're looking up the Rub Some Butt 3-Count Kansas City, Memphis, and Carolina Style Seasoning Blend. Hello?
Seasonal. Yep.
I'm trying to look up an item. You need to look it up on the computer and describe it to me, please.
Hold on.
Hurry up.
What is it?
Yeah, item number 577783.
That's a 3-pack gift set?
Yeah, but keep reading the description, please. Please. The item name, the contents, stuff like that. I need help.
That's a, that's just a seasoning blend.
What's it called? What's the brand?
Rub Some Butt.
Yeah. Rub Some Butt 3-Count.
Yeah.
And then does it say, like, it contains what it contains?
It just says, KC Spice, Sweet and Smoky, Spice Blend, Perfect for Grilling, Bursting Mustard, Vinegar, and Spice. And that's just pretty much on the description.
Does it have contains KC butt spice?
Yeah.
And pig's ass rub?
Yeah.
And rub some butt seasonings?
Yeah.
All right, so then, and then what do I do with this? I put this on the grill to eat it?
First, I think you marinate with your meat.
So I rub it on that. Okay. Do you have a mother or sister that I can rub that butt spice on her ass before I eat it out?
No.
I think that's what I want to use it for. Maybe you got a nice little bubble butt?
No.
You don't have a nice little bubble butt for me? Aww.
No.
You don't want to try that a little bit? You just close your eyes. Yeah. Close your eyes and pretend it's, you know, your girlfriend. You know?
No.
And, you know, it's just our secret, you know? I can be whoever you want me to be back there. You don't even have to see or nothing. You just, you know? Yeah.
No.
Come on, just to see how it feels. Come on, please.
No, I don't go that way, man.
All right. Well, will you don't tell anyone that I asked if you would do that, please?
Sure.
You promise you won't?
Sure. Why not?
Please promise. Promise me.
Okay. No. I got to pick up other lines, so I got
to. All right, I got to go too, motherfucker. I'll see you later.
Okay.
All right, bye. There he goes, and here I go on break. Milkman, please stay with me at the break, okay? Don't go anywhere, puta madre. Yeah. When I come back, we'll have Dwight, we'll have Baz, we'll have Milkman, we'll have others. I'm sure we'll have some fresh numbers off the pipe machine. And we'll do this thing called Madhouse Radio. I'll be back in about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes. Something like that. I don't know. Oh, bye.
You're listening to Madhouse Live, on the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
Century, doing something mean to it, do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. Yes, every superhero need his theme music.
Hi, everybody. It's Carlito. I'm Carlito, and I'm here. Yeah. Let me get everyone in on this sheet. Who's here? Who's here?
Nashby checking.
Hey, Nashby. Who else?
Hey.
Bazzer. Power up, Bazzer. And we lost Milkman then. Jesus Christ, you lost Milkman.
No, there he is.
Milkman. Oh, he's still connected.
Oh, there he is.
Alright, I'm getting nervous from Dwight. Excellent. The Dwight. Did I add Dwight here? Is he here?
He's still connecting.
Shit.
So I'll get you some numbers too, Carlito.
Thank you. I wanted to announce tonight's news. John Kerry broke his nose. It broke his leg machine. Welcome to the club.
Uh-oh.
Man.
How do you do it?
Biking accident.
On a... Yeah, it was a bicycle accident or some shit.
Switzerland, that motherfucker, he got hit with a hockey puck like 4 years ago. Then he got knocked in the eye or something with a hockey puck.
Only a vagina gets hurt on a bicycle.
Yeah, well, dude, you can get hurt on a bicycle. Artie, you're one to talk.
Never. I mean, I hit my head, but I didn't get hurt.
I want to see you get like on one of those thin-ass little racing bikes. I want to see that.
It's a mad pussy.
Dwight! What's up, man?
Dwight!
Dashie found that number you were looking for.
Yes, and I forget the article. So, all right, so this lady was on
United Flight. I called and some lady answered. So.
Yes. All right, so here's what happened. So this weekend, there was a lady on a United Airlines flight who says she's a Muslim, had the headdress on, and she requested a Diet Coke and was refused to get one without it being open first. She wanted a, you know, for hygienic reasons, she wanted one that wasn't open, and they said, no, we have to open it first. So she's like, whatever, and they said, because it could be used as a weapon if we give it to you closed. And then this guy, the guy across from her in the aisle ordered a beer, and they gave him the can of beer without opening it. So now, and he was a white guy, so she's screaming racism now. That's the deal. So there's a whole Twitter hashtag movement in support of her and everything.
Yeah, except I saw the anti-Twitter hashtag. Did you see that?
No, no.
Hashtag hold my turban.
Really?
Yep.
Ooh. Ooh, that's harsh. So is she the first one that you sent me?
Yeah, should be.
The one at the university, and we got her cell phone, and she...
Okay. Yep. Yep, that's right.
All right. There goes nothing.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is that... I'm sorry to bother you this late, ma'am. I'm calling from United. Is that Miss Ahmad? Tahira Ahmad? Hello?
Yes. Yes, it is.
All right. We wanted to let you know we're apologizing, and we would like to see if we can go ahead with the settlement over the phone, and I can send you over the paperwork.
Who are you?
My name is Bill Cross. I'm with United. I represent United.
What's your role at United?
Oh, I've been assigned this case to reach a cash settlement with you off the books, and we can make a public statement together in the media to settle this matter.
Do you have, like, a reference number? I've had random people call me and tell me that they're calling me from United.
No, I can give you a reference number. Yeah, sure. It's 400215. All right.
I'm sorry. Bill, what's your last name?
Cross. Like Jesus's cross.
400215. I'm sorry. I'm asking this because I've had, you know, several people call me and tell me that they're calling me on behalf of United Airlines and, you know, have said some really strange things to me, and I don't believe that United would say those things to me. So
yeah, these are internet trolls. It's a group. There's a group of people out there that do that. Yeah.
And what is your official role, sir? I want to make sure I'm talking to a real, like, you know, person who's not.
First legal counsel for the Association Machine United Airlines. You know?
Okay, I don't know how I know if you're real or not.
You want me to show you my dick? Would that help? On the phone? Do you have a viewer? Hello? Mimi?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Do you want me to show you my credentials? Ma'am?
Why would you say, do you want me to show you my dick?
What I meant to say was my credentials, and I have them here with me. And I have a camera phone, I can show you them on the phone.
credentials.
She opened up a bag of worms, and it sounds like it's backfiring on her.
Yeah.
So no, people, I think my favorite part of that was, like, Jesus' cross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
A little slight on her there, yeah.
Ouch.
So, yeah, people already beat me to the punch. I thought I was jumping on that one early. Shit.
Yeah, you should have told her your dick was as big as a soda can.
As an unopened soda can.
I'm meant to say credentials.
Yeah. I think Artie's that big. I think Artie's got a big fucking beer can cock, I think.
Ew.
Is he still here, Artie? I think
he's touching his cock.
He told me that once. He had a beer
can.
Yeah, why do you sound so different there, Neon?
What?
You sound really different. It's quite... just making me feel weird. I don't like it. Anyway, so Nashby, Baz, Evil Artie, Neon... Dwight and Milkman all here. Yeah. All right, cool. Let's keep going with these numbers. Thanks, Dwight, for sending in numbers.
Problem? They posted there in the chat. I can see them.
Dwight can...
Then again, I can't tell what you're dialing anyway because you're on another machine.
Yeah, but you can look. I always go in order. I can bang it out in there real quick, probably.
Nice.
Yep, in a minute.
Bang it.
Oh, the next guy, Neon, knows about this guy. Remember the guy yesterday where he's asking if he can have pets, bring pets to move in? He starts flipping out. He's like, fuck you. Fuck
oh,
you,
my
you
God.
You motherfucker. Don't call your homeboy.
Oh, my God.
Here we go with that.
Good luck with that.
This is Howard, who's got a $400 large room, utilities included, rental machine. Anyone want it? Please, be my guest.
You want it, Dwight.
Yeah, right, he does. Right, Dwight wants it.
Yeah.
If it's a large room, it could be anything.
Hello, this is Howard. I'm not available right now. Aww. Will you please leave a message? Or call back and have a nice day. Aloha.
Come on, Howie.
Howard. Oh, I remember this guy.
Yeah. He sounds like Mr. Miyagi when he got drunk on the first Karate Kid.
He flipped out on Morgan. Morgan wanted to bring her hairless cats. And he started fucking going crazy.
Howard the Duck.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. I'm looking for Howard.
Who?
Howard or Howie?
Yeah. How can I help you?
I saw you had a room for rent.
What's that?
You had a large room for rent?
A what?
A room to rent.
Oh, yeah. But we may have just rented the last room, you know, what, just single guy like you.
Oh, yeah, why'd you go and do that, motherfucker? I wanted the room.
What's that, you fucker, yo?
Yeah, motherfucker, I wanted the room. Hey, give it to me.
Hey, fuck you, you fucking Ollie. Stay where you are.
You fucking Ollie, motherfucker.
We put you fuckers in a volcano as well. We've been putting fuckers like you, you fucking dirty ass. You fucking white trash bastard, yo.
Ollie Howard, what's up?
Go ahead and you fucking person where I can kick your fucking ass,
Kanaka.
Huh? You fucking asshole.
You Kanaka.
Since the fucking men can marry the men, you fuckers are getting bigger. With confidence. Goodbye, you fucking
cunt. Hey, fuck you, man.
Sucker.
It's our country. Get out.
Fuck you, cunt. Hey, fuck you.
Go suck
fuck
your queen's
you.
Ass.
Hey, stay the fuck where you at.
We're you're in the big pool now, eh?
On your fucking island. Go bleed your ass, you fucking dirty
ass. I'm gonna fucking take you to Hana and Wiley and kick your ass on the fucking lava rocks, bitch.
Come meet me, you fucking Ollie.
No, come meet me on the road to Hana, bitch. I'm gonna Jurassic Park your ass.
Fuck you, Ollie.
Hey, Ollie.
Fuck you, Ollie.
Fucking Kanaka. I'm gonna meet you at the dole plant. Hey, Ollie.
Bye bye, you fucking. You know, I get number of calls, assholes like you. You fucking goddamn queer. Why don't you be a fucking
are you gonna
man?
Go to Big Beach and Little Beach?
Man, if you need to be taken care
I'll meet you behind a man. We'll do some
you fucking queer. You fucking queer. Yeah, we're going doghouse for rent. You know what I mean? We're
go sell your organs,
you.
Bitch. Get out of
okay,
here.
You fucking all
there. You're not even worth a fish taco stand
time.
On the side of the road, bitch.
Yeah, I can't choke and shove an
I'm gonna shove a pineapple
your
up your ass.
Bye bye, you fucking prick, yo.
Aloha.
Turn your TV down.
Yeah, at the end, you said like he old something rather than before he hung up. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Wow! I told you he was fucking crazy.
We called that guy before, right?
That's we called him on a conf last night.
That's the angriest that Hawaiian guy. I've ever heard.
It was a leftover number I had for my show, and so I just put it into the conf, and it turned out he was a fucking gold mine.
I remember that. That was funny.
Sorry, Dwight.
Oh, you're good, Nia.
I totally remember that guy. I remember yelling at that.
I got out everything I wanted to say to him. He was gonna hang up on me.
Damn! Seriously, the most racist Hawaiian.
Yeah, you
coconut
fucking howling.
What?
I'll throw you.
I didn't say I should have said coconut head. Huh?
I've never been threatened to be thrown into a volcano before.
He's gonna throw. He said they were all getting fat. All the howlies are getting fat. Yeah. I'm calling him back, by the way.
Yep.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Good. You have a room for rent?
No, we don't have a room for rent.
Okay, because it's probably full of cockroaches and dirty Kanakas, right?
Oh, get them fucking dirty howlies. We've been putting them in a volcano. I swear the volcano is so hot.
Oh, no, I'm a howlie too.
You can't find those dirty fucking white trash.
Volcano.
You know, we're born and raised here. We're native Hawaiians. We don't like you fucking white howlies.
What's up, Pearl Harbor?
Huh? We usually feed them to the Mongoose, you see.
Yeah, we
don't
conquered
have time to get up
your
to
island.
Get away about, okay? You understand me,
yeah,
huh?
Coconuts.
So why fuck with me, punk? Huh? I don't even know what
you're
look
funny.
Like. Why are you fucking with me?
Turn your TV down, you stupid.
Why don't you be a fucking man and think
you're
a manhood?
Fuck you. I'll kick your ass. I'll kick your old ass.
Why don't you put yourself out front? You don't even put your name on the phone, you fucking yellow scab. You fuckers are sick thing. That's why I have ISIS today. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm. No. Is that it, sir? Okay. All right. We'll leave it
you heard it straight from Howard's mouth. PCN is the reason ISIS exists today.
Is that what he said?
He said, you're the reason that fucking ISIS exists today.
I didn't hear him say that. That's good stuff. All right.
That guy's crazy.
All right. And he doesn't like animals either, huh? All right. All right. Here's Robert, who's got asking EA, Electronic Arts, formerly known as. Hey, answer me, why is Need for Speed World shutting down? Call him back, tell him it's an old piece of shit game. Oh, damn.
Thank you for calling Roblox Corp. You've
Here's some ferrets for sale. Hey, ferret. Looking for a new home. $150. The ferrets stink if you don't get them fixed.
Yeah,
decent.
Yeah,
no.
Can I take it?
Yep.
Hello? Hey, yeah, I'm calling about the ferrets.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's for you.
Yeah, I'm calling about the ferrets advertised on Craigslist.
You already sold it.
Sorry, say again. I can't hear you.
I already sold it.
Yeah, I'm calling you, stupid.
Yeah, it's sold already.
They're gone already?
It's sold already.
Oh, yeah, you know what? You sound really stupid. I can barely understand you. Sorry. Do you have anything else for sale?
I only have a hedgehog.
A hedgehog? Sounds like you got this one. Hedgehog. Hedgehog. Hello?
Sorry, I can't help it anymore. Yeah, I'll try.
I'm sorry, I'm away from my phone. Please leave a name. And
way, come on, no way, no way.
I was going to tell him that
we've
got
a bunch of numbers for you, Carlito.
Yeah.
I was going to tell him we have Dobermans that we're going to feed the ferrets to the Dobermans.
I'm sorry, I'm away from my phone.
He's straight up saying F-U-C-K-U-Y-O-Y.
Yeah, he's not playing. That was fun, though.
Yeah, it was fun. All right, ferrets, and they smell. They're musky, you know? Musky down there.
They shit out tubes, too.
Ew, really?
Yeah, I had a friend that had one. It was fucking disgusting. I'm like, I'm out of here.
Ew, fuck that.
Shit out a tube. So sick.
All right, here's Chiweeny puppies. I wonder what mix that is. Weenie dogs and chihuahuas, right? Yep.
Chiweeny?
Chiweeny puppies.
They're cute.
Who wants one? Anybody?
I don't know, man. I guess I'll take one.
Okay.
Hello? Oh.
Hello?
Ah.
We're sorry. The number and country code.
No, I give up. I'm not doing this beep again. The next one is Carl, who has complained to United Airlines. Yeah, man. He's got an extra digit in his phone number. Uh-oh. What do you think, Dwight? What should I do? Dwight Machine.
No clue.
All right, well, here, we'll try.
I just do the copies and pastes.
We'll do the 6502. Let's see if that works. Nope.
Right, oh, my God.
We'll skip that. Lawrence or Lisa of Arabia.
Lawrence of Arabia?
Comcast.
Did you say
Lawrence of Labia?
Labia.
Yeah,
of Labia.
I heard Labia.
Yeah. Comcast is down again. I'm glad I don't get water, gas, or electricity from them. Not yet.
They're trying.
Don't tempt
to get in the power business.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Comcast fucks up the national grid.
Florida Power and Light has gotten into the internet business.
No, that shit.
They've got the infrastructure. They can just slap some fiber up there. Good to go. Yeah. They suck at repairing their fiber, too, man. The job I was at, sometimes there was a fiber cut in the field, and it was on their end. It's like, oh, fuck, FPL. They're going to take forever. Because I think legally it has to be within 24 hours, and they're going to take that whole 24 hours and milk it. Could have changed by now. I don't know. Okay, what's this? Linnea says what? Please make Clinton MS get a new sign. What?
What music are you playing, man?
Just
curious.
King Crimson.
Nice. It's a Starbucks. They're bitching about Starbucks.
Their sign. They're bitching about their sign. Okay.
Yep.
Fucking problem is.
Oh, it doesn't have enough neon in it.
This is Linnea. Leave me a message and I will.
Trying her again. Alright, 24 minutes till I can leave. I can't wait.
Aw, I'm getting numbers, man.
Get numbers. Fuck it. They start popping up, I might stay. Probably. I don't know.
Oh, I dumped a bunch in the chat, Carlito.
Oh, okay, I'll do it.
Oh, boy.
Okay, guys, I'll stay.
Whoa, we want you here.
I will get that to you. Thanks for calling.
You won't, twat. All right, Linnea ain't going down. William, Comcast complains. My home internet has been offline for 4 hours. Boo. Any thoughts? Question mark. I have done everything in the help app. The help app, yeah, that'll save you. Reboot your modem. Check your internet connection.
Your call has been forwarded.
Boo.
Booey, booey, booey.
I need 2.4 minutes or less. Be right back. All right, sorry about that. I hope I made it in time. I didn't lose you people. Good. Let's continue with our numbers. All right, so who sent numbers? Several people have, right? Now I got to organize this. Did you guys just...
Hey, I dumped a bunch in the Sky Chat.
All right,
still working on mine over here.
All right, let me just grab all these.
Where do you want me to put the numbers, Carlito? In private chat or this one?
Can you put them in a private chat so I don't lose them?
Totally.
In the bucket.
Ooh, private chat.
Private.
Private parts.
Got secrets.
Private parts chat.
Okay, I've got Nashby's. It better work. I'm telling you, it better work. Oh, they're all mixed with Artie's shit. Okay, the first one I'm doing is seeking a roommate in Tweakerville, right? Okay, so they said that or you said that?
Yeah, it's a Tweakerville town.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
You looking for a roommate? Does it have to be a female or can it be a male?
No, it needs to be female.
All right, well, that's perfect. I've got a woman right here. Go ahead.
Hi, do you have that room for rent?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, my name's Mina Harker.
Oh, okay. So, you're from what state?
I'm originally from California, but I actually moved around most of my life. I was a Navy brat. So I've
okay,
lived
why
in
are you looking for a roommate?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Why are you looking for a roommate?
Nobody wants to live alone.
Okay, so why are you, like, I guess, why don't you have your own place? Why are you looking for a room, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm coming to Salt Lake City, and I have some business, and it's probably not going to be permanent, so, you know, that's why I just thought it'd be easier to just live with someone and, you know, go from there.
Okay. All right.
And well, nobody wanted to live with me anyway, so.
When are you coming into town?
I should probably be there probably by this week. I have to, I was due on the set of Chicago PD, and I had to sign my NDA. So after I do all that, then I should be able to come out.
Okay. So give me a call then when you're in Utah.
How long, do you have anybody, you know, already asking for the room?
Yeah, I have a lot of people that are interested.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, why are you asking for a roommate? Can I ask that?
Because I need to pay my rent all the way, and I just bought a new car, and I have to wait until my budget gets settled up.
Oh, so if you get your budget settled up, are you going to kick the roommate out?
Yeah, I won't need him. So, it's only gonna be temporary.
So this is just a one-way street here then, right?
Yeah, it's just for a couple months.
Oh, so you probably shouldn't have bought that car then, right? What, did you get a Hyundai or something?
No, that's incorrect.
Did you get a Kia or?
No, that's incorrect.
What'd you get?
I'm not telling you.
Okay, well, that's incorrect. That's not what I want to hear.
Okay, I don't care.
Well, you sound like a real bitch. Like, who would want to live with you then?
Well,
did mommy and daddy cut you off?
Me for a room.
You're did mommy and daddy cut you off? Are you part of that Dugar family or something?
You're the one that contacted me for a room.
I know, but I'm kind of glad I'm not going to get it. Because, like I said, you sound like
because
a real bitch.
Nobody can live with you.
No, that's what I told you, honey. Do you really believe that? Sounds like you're
that's
the one looking
saying.
For friends.
So then you're just a lying bitch as well. That's cool.
Oh, my God. You
I'm
can cuss in Utah?
Bitch.
I thought all you people wore white dresses and weird ankle boots.
I'm not a liar.
Yeah, you are. You lied and said that you could cover your rent and your car, and you can't do very much of that, can you?
I didn't say that.
Well, you're an idiot. What the hell did you tell? What the hell did you tell the car loan dealership people that you were somebody that you're gonna be that you have a dream and a hope in the world? You suck. You're gonna be a statistic just like everybody else, honey. Get used to being called a lot lizard. Are you done?
Are you finished?
Good, because that's probably like the last time you're going to laugh in your life. You're going to have to work your fucking ass off to pay anything off and be anything in this world. You can eat shit for all I care. Actually, your giggle might get you somewhere. Like a Warren Jeffs type of bed, you know? What a creep.
You're ridiculous, lady.
You're ricoculous.
You need to find
okay.
something...
You're a calculus. You know it. Can you watch rated R movies?
And call people in the middle of the night.
Do you know how to drink?
Jesus fucking Christ.
You're a psycho giggle.
So I'll make sure I'm calling the police right now with your phone number.
Okay.
And having them tag it.
Okay, good. You can fag it if you want it.
Remember to tell the officer to give you a good dickin'.
Okay.
Yep.
Are we done here?
Mm-hmm.
I think you should call her back.
All right, I'll try.
You could be the
not
woman.
Bad, Neon.
She wasn't disagreeable.
Not bad.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I love how she asked like those like intense questions, like why do you need a roommate?
Right.
Wait
from
a second.
The beginning, she's like,
screening
you.
That's pretty fucked up, by the way. Just like getting a roommate and then kicking them out once you can afford it.
I know. When she said that, I was like, damn.
I know, what a liar. She said she could pay all her bills, and then she's like, I need a roommate.
Right.
Maybe she's a killer or something.
Maybe she's gonna like sell organs.
I don't know. She was just here for a few months. Listen,
she was weird.
Wrapping up some more news. Kim Kardashian is pregnant again.
Yay! Oh, yay!
NBC's,
no.
NBC's planning on keeping Brian Williams in a non-anchorship role now.
Oh shit!
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
And very sad condolences to Vice President Joe Biden's son.
Yes,
Bo Biden, who died of brain cancer machine.
So moment of silence.
Very, yeah. Very crazy life.
Congratulations to Screech from Saved by the Bell, Dustin Diamond. Right? Dustin Diamond, yeah.
He dodged that felony.
He dodged
9 months in prison.
Yeah, he dodged some pretty big bullets there. He made out Lucker.
They said he could still do 90 days. Or no, 6 months. He could still do 6 months.
I thought it was 9 months.
Okay, you're right, Neon. Yep.
Good behavior, because he screeched.
He wants to have a baby.
Breaking news now, Carlito. The Patriot Act has expired at midnight. 48 minutes ago.
That's right. That's right. That was the big thing. We can now say bomb, 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 and no one can do anything anymore on the phone.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
You can say that in an airport
tomorrow.
Now?
Yeah, no. I don't think you can.
Don't say it in an airport, Neon.
Go right now.
Say it on a plane, be like, I thought they weren't monitoring anymore.
I live by an airport. I should do it. I should go right now.
Do it on the air.
Yeah. I should take my phone with me and be like, hey, TSA.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
Do a little shuffle dance. Bah, 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 bah.
No, I should just like take all my clothes off or something.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then fart. Yeah, that'd be...
I'll queef in their face.
Okay.
Okay.
And the final news story that pissed me off is that Disney came out and said they're not working on Tron 3 anymore. No third movie.
Oh, what dicks.
Last bastards.
They suck. You know what? They didn't get what Tron was. Because, like, over at Disneyland, actually, the California Adventure, they had this thing. It was called Electronica. And it had, you know, obviously, like, Tron was emphasized. But it was, like, a whole electronic, like, techno type thing. They had DJs. They had dancers. It was badass. Mm-hmm. And I swear, I think it was there. And then they also had Flynn's Arcade. And you could play video games. And when, like,
you know,
cash in for tokens and stuff, the tokens said Flynn's Arcade on them.
Nice.
It was badass. All these really cool, like, 80s, you know, video games and stuff like that. And I think it was maybe only there for like 9 months and they got rid of it.
Why get rid of shit like that? Put all that work into it to get rid of it. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks. I was real excited about the movie though. You know, I like the last one. Oh well. It'll probably come out later.
Yeah.
I think they said they have too much on their plate now with Star Wars coming out. Ramping up now in December, et cetera, a lot of shit going on. Can't work on it. Whatever.
Hey Carlito, guess what?
What?
At Disneyland, I guess they're doing like a different type of electrical parade now. For the 60th anniversary. Crazy, huh?
60th? Really? Has it been that
long? Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel old because I was there for the 50th.
Oh, interesting. My kids are trying to get us to take them down there this summer.
Oh my God, Baz, go and I'll meet you.
Have sex in a closet.
No way.
Yeah, no,
I want them to spank me first.
Okay.
But again, we just might go to Florida, though.
Wow. My God.
My goodness. Okay, let's continue on with the numbers. Enough of the gabbing.
Okay.
Where are we at here?
Need more or no?
No, I think I'm good for the time being. I just have to find where I left off here. Oh, here we go.
I'm going to get you some Hawaiian people on Craigslist soon.
Man, I go for some pineapple. Okay. Here's a seeking your. Oh, we already did. Leon did the seeking roommate. Duh. Looking.
Who's next?
Here's someone else. So these are all people seeking roommates, then, right? Ashby.
Yep.
Okay, same thing. There it is. Sunset Yell.
Call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Calling their cell phone instead now.
That was a cell phone.
That one was?
I think so. It sounds like an iPhone voicemail.
Yeah, it's his home phone and cell phone. Okay,
try it again.
Yeah.
Call has been forwarded to an automated voicemail.
All right, here's another one. See if you have any luck here. I'm just going to call the next one. Fuck it.
Okay.
This one's name is Jaina. Probably a woman-only deal.
Tell her you're transitioning. I posted mine in private chat.
Okay.
This is Jana Hull. Please leave your name, number, and a message, and I'll return your phone call.
Next one, Pam.
Hello?
Yeah, is Pam there?
Let me check.
Okay.
She was trying to find a room to rent. She doesn't have a room to rent. She's looking for a room, so...
We got a room for her.
She's looking for a place to stay, not someone to come stay.
Yeah,
with
I
her.
Know. We have a room. I'm trying to see if she needs a place to stay, god damn it.
Okay. All right, hang on.
All right.
She's not in her room. Can I get your number so I can have her call you?
Can you knock harder on the door or open it up?
Well, the door's open. She's not in there.
Can you check her under the bed?
Under the bed? That room doesn't have a bed.
And why are you kicking her out? She talked to me about that. She's not really happy that your guys are kicking her out.
I'm not kicking her out. I told her she could stay and rent the room she's in.
Mm-mm. That's not the way she put it to me. She said she had no option, that you guys were making it impossible for her to stay there. Why are you doing that to her?
I'm not doing anything. I've offered her... I told her she could live there in that room for $300 a month.
And she says she can't do it.
She can't do it?
Can she work with her?
Yeah, I've told her she can stay there for $300 a month.
Well, work with her. Help her out a little bit lower than that so she could stay. Come on. Please? Come on, help Pam.
I know. She gets $700 a month. That's $300 for a room is pretty cheap, and then she can spend the rest of her money on, you know, her food and cigarettes and stuff.
Well, she needs to be able to do something. I have some more friends of Pam's on here, too, and we just really want to make the case for you to help her out. Maybe $200 a month, and we'll pay for it. Right, guys? Yeah.
Right.
See? Come on, meet us halfway. 200.
Is Pam with you now, or?
No.
Oh, cause I don't know where she went.
She's probably out porking some guy for money. You make her do that because you charge her so much.
That's not very much.
That's a lot.
Not to you.
It is to her.
So who am I talking to?
We're members of her group. We're in her, Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh. See, it's not me. It's different people that are staying here. She doesn't, you know, get along with them.
Well, they were going through her stuff, and there was a man masturbating in her dirty laundry.
What?
Yeah, she said that she told us a man had masturbated into her dirty laundry. She came over the other day crying, and we did her laundry for her here. With bleach, we had to do it. It was disgusting. And there was spread semen all over it.
All over.
Mm-hmm.
Um,
Was it you?
No, it wasn't me, but I'm probably the only one that she would think of, because the only other guy here is married, and his wife's here, so that doesn't wouldn't make sense.
Well, he can masturbate, too. You know, just because he's married doesn't mean he doesn't have to masturbate. I masturbate. I'm married. I masturbate a lot. I'm masturbating right now, actually.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my wife. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God!
Do something with that guy. God damn.
That guy sounded like a creep.
He did.
Like, for real, a creep.
He took offense that we hit a sore spot. We're not kicking her out. We tried. You gotta give her a chance, man.
He got really weird when he was just like, "Well, I bet you guys think it's me." I'm like, "Whoa, wait a second."
Just all over. Maybe he did it, Neon.
Uh huh. Sound like it.
All right, here's the next one.
It's a pretty good chance that he did.
Yeah. Miles, you want to talk to Miles Bass? I think that's a name for you.
Big yeah. Somebody else want to talk?
Dwight, you around?
Dwight died.
Already?
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Right. Oh.
Wait a minute. What am I talking to him about?
Miles?
Hello?
Yeah, Miles. Yeah. You're looking
seeking a roommate?
What? Sorry?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Dwight. My buddy and I were reading your ads, and you're seeking a roommate.
Okay, yeah. For the KSLR?
Yeah, he's seeking a roommate. I'm going to put him on the line. He's a little bit shy, so just hold on. His name is Dwight. Okay, I'm going to put him on the phone. Dwight, yeah. The guy about the room.
Oh, sweet. Hey, how you doing there, sweetness?
Good, how you doing?
Not too bad. So how much is this room?
So this room, it's actually just for the summer.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're looking for, or are you looking for something that's...
Yeah, I usually don't last over 6 months at one place.
As it is right now, I actually moved out and I'm living in San Francisco for the summer. And so my contract goes through the end of August.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking for somebody, you know, to pick up and they can live there and pay the last couple months or, you know, can get a discounted place.
Now, are we sharing a room, or is it a private room?
It's sharing a room, but the complex itself would be for probably one of the best social scenes, I think.
The reason I got kicked out of my last place is me and this guy, we were sharing a room, we were cutting down on the rent, and we had two single beds in there that apparently he woke up in the middle of the night, and I was pleasuring myself, but I told him, I was like, you know, I got needs. You won't let me have people over to stay the night. So I was taking care of business. But, I mean, this is a private room, that we don't have an issue.
I don't think that's why.
I think he had some penis envy going on.
Ask him if we can share a bed together.
You mind, if we could push a couple beds together and, you know, we jump on it.
All right, who is this? Who put you up to this?
This is Dwight.
Who?
Sorry, Dwight. I'm on the call too. This is David. I was going to try to move in too.
Is this guy black? Because I don't share spaces with black people very
We're
good.
Brothers.
It reminds me when I was in prison. You don't live by a school by any chance, do you? Because I can't be within 1,000 yards.
Yeah. Elementary school. And he was framed, too. It was all...
Yeah, control. I didn't do it. It was bullshit.
I mean, just because you have a party with some of the... You know, first graders in the neighborhood. Doesn't mean anything bad happen.
Michael Jackson can give the kids Jesus juice. Why can't I? Know what I'm saying, brother?
Yep.
You all insane, Carlito?
There he goes. Yeah. Wow. Jesus Christ. That was Miles, everybody. Miles is here for Miles.
Hey, Miles of Smiles.
Miles of Smiles. Next. Coming up next is No Name. Let's do it.
The horse. Duel with the horse.
All right, Nashby, no offense. I'm moving on to numbers from the Neon.
You didn't ask me. Tell me something pretty and I'll call you back.
Ooh, oh. Slut. Call her slut.
That's what I'm talking about. I hung up.
Oh my god. Wow. Was that her actual message thing?
Yeah, she was horny girl.
I was gonna call her a dirt fucking bitch.
Alright, we'll leave her a message. Let's do it. Put your money where your mouth is. Evil horny. Did you hear the Planet Fitness call, Dwight? That I did tonight?
Negatory on me, but you didn't.
It's pretty good. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Mr. Gray Show.
I had stuff going on.
You didn't reach me? Tell me something pretty and I'll call you back.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
You're a dirty fucking skank, bitch.
Well, I'm pretty. Is that it? Anyone else?
Whore.
Okay. Make my pinky stinky.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. Thank you.
Okay.
You, Carlito, do you think Adam West is still pissed at me?
Probably after what you did to him. Sending him things to his room, or saying that you were sending him things to his room.
He's sending his homie Kanye.
Huh? Yeah, sending packages from the Joker to him.
This is the ticket package.
God,
the big I got those all cut up last night. The videos will be on YouTube right tomorrow.
You should have read, like, I've got a telegram for you, Mr. West. And just read a riddle from the Riddler.
I thought it was really funny when we called that Austin St. John and told him JDF was at the desk looking for him. Yeah. And he was fucking pissed. He was ready to fight.
Yeah, I was like, oh, kick his ass.
I was like, yeah, he wants to kick you in the dick. And he's like, I'll be right down and we can settle that situation. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, like, all right. He was ready to kick ass. All right, we got a double bed frame in Hawaii, right? These are Hawaiians. All right.
Yeah, most of them are.
Coconut heads.
Also maybe we can test it out.
Yeah. Me and you, Baz, or what do you want? Who do you want to test it out with?
Well, whoever you got the position for Baz everybody. Right there.
Yeah. All of us.
We could use a sexual bed.
As you need, yeah, you need to do the Skype profile pic for Carlito, that position.
What? Huh?
Hello. Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, we're calling about the bed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You called a couple of days ago, yeah?
No. It's first time calling.
What did you? Oh, okay. What's your name? Cause can I call you back? Because somebody's supposed to look at it in a few minutes.
I don't think I'll try it out. Can I have, like, a sex with a sex bed?
It's a double bed, yeah?
Yeah, sex bed.
Great.
Double.
Okay.
DP.
Yeah, a metal frame type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a good, strong metal frame.
Oh, yeah, it's a heavy duty one, yeah. It's my
heavy duty. So are the springs good?
Duty.
What is the bed frame? Not the bed.
Oh, okay. But still, it's not gonna. I mean, it's like the headboard gonna be crashing against the wall all the time, or is it sturdy?
Yeah. It's just a bed frame I'm getting rid of.
Oh, okay. But if you were to put a headboard on it, would the frame keep it from slamming against the wall?
No. I don't think so.
Because that thing's going to get seriously rocked.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Like, every day. All day.
Yeah.
every night, all night.
Yeah,
yeah, you can come over but, too.
Well, someone's looking at it right now. So,
oh, can we come and join in?
Is that again?
Yeah, can we come over, me and my friends? Oh, can we come over and we can join in with the people that are testing it out right now?
I mean, it's kind of crazy. It's not a bit, it's just a bit frame.
No, I mean, I thought they were testing it out, you said.
Oh, no, someone is looking at it now.
It's a bit frame.
Oh, you're there too, honey?
Yeah, someone's looking at it. So
you'll be joining us too? Because we got Neon here too.
They probably took it already. But anyway,
hey, baby.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And Artie's here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Where'd that lady get involved?
Oh, my God.
Good job, Baz.
Wow. Yeah, call again. Funny. I want someone to fuck the hate out of it.
Yeah. Fuck the hate out of it.
Hello, David.
Yeah, hi. Hey, I see you got a bed.
I gotta call you right back because
Oh, here's Mina. It's Mina.
Hey, do you still have a bed?
Yeah, someone's looking at it right now, so I have to call you back if you take it or not.
Oh no, actually, I'll go ahead and take it.
No, but someone's there right now with my brother-in-law looking at it.
Don't let them take it. We'll pay double.
Yeah, and then he'll take me on the bed.
It's free.
It's not a bed. It's just a frame.
Hey, it's on a frame.
It's okay. We'll take it.
Okay. Okay.
Sleep on the bars.
They must have got rid of it already. Okay.
She'll suck your dick.
Thank you.
We'll suck your dicks. Oh. We'll suck your dicks. More? We need good music, man. This King Crimson shit sucks. We're the worst band ever. No, I'm kidding. I love that band. I think I just have a bad track.
It's from Buena Vista Social Club.
Yeah. Buena Vista?
Mm-hmm.
You want that Latino stuff? You've been taken over with the Spanish-speaking stuff.
What?
Yeah, I heard you had a very Hispanic show the other night. It was all Spanish talking. There were complaints all over the place. They're like,
is that your music, Carlito? I'm sorry, I'm totally listening to you, but was that your music that's playing?
Yeah.
I thought that was Evil Artie trying to sing.
Imagine Artie trying to sing.
I was like, who's singing?
Oh, Artie, I'll lose my shit if Artie started trying
to sing. I'm sorry.
Artie's like, I used to be in chorus.
I used to make fun of the chorus kids.
This one time, Artie joking around told me that when he was a kid, didn't you say you lit your neighbor's house on fire? And you said it joking to me. You said it to me, and I was like,
I think I told you that.
I was like, okay.
I lit their house on fire, and then you're when like, the police and fire people came, I was masturbating outside.
That's gross.
I was like, ew, Artie, for real? Like,
he's trying to put the fire out.
He was telling me, like, yeah, you know, like, I had a rough childhood. I'm like, oh, shit, Artie, all right. And he told me that. I'm like, what? What the fuck? He's like, no, I'm kidding. I'm like, oh my God. Like, for a second, I believed it. Like, oh yeah, fire. A 14-year-old kid wanking off to
fire.
Yeah. We've all felt it, though. Fire's fucking hot, man. You know, literally. What a fucking fuck. I'd fuck a fire if I could. Like, you guys
would. Would you fuck on a burning bed?
No. Yeah. Don't be sad.
I would. Hell yeah.
On a bed of nails. Yeah.
A bed of nails.
Yeah. All right, Honolulu, Kelsey. What's Kelsey got going on?
Did I put the link there?
Yeah, let me just check.
I'm sorry. Some of them I kind of spaced out and this didn't put what they were selling.
No web page for this address, 404. All right, let's call it. Next one is coconut tree stumps for sale. What's that? Who the fuck wants that?
Your call has been forwarded
like
to...
you need firewood there or something.
I don't know.
Unless you're gonna cook and you're in the woods. Alright. Coconut stumps.
We could call people that now. You big old coconut stump.
We got a big coconut stump on.
These numbers work, dude.
Hello, you've reached Michael Lynn, 503-875-3934. Leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, I'm busy copy-pasting, so we're going to leave this guy a message. Hey, guys.
Hi, Mike Hunt. How's it going?
Hey, buddy. Coconut stumps. I got one over here. I need you to grind it down. It's in my ass.
Call the grind, bro.
Yeah. All right. See you later, guy.
All right. I'm a wanker.
I'm going to wank.
Oh, my God.
Good God, sir.
Oh, shit.
I don't think that's necessary. Looking for coconut stumps. Sorry, that's where we left off. Moving right along, motherfuckers. Here is Manny. No. Wait, no. A Halloween cat serving tray for sale. Yeah, great time of year to sell that. Oh, I'm going to get some Halloween stuff this time of year. It's nice and cheap. Every year after Christmas, I'm always like, I really should buy my decorations after because they're cheap. You never do that. Until I hang on them for a year. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You have a Halloween cat serving tray?
Yep.
Okay. Does it have any curses or incantations casted on it? Oh, wow. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Ooh, you were onto her.
I guess so. She dipped out real quick. You know what are shitty Christmas gifts when you get something for Christmas and it's Christmas related, like a Santa thing?
Oh, look at that.
I hate it because what am I going to do? Put it in a box for a whole year.
Yeah, I mean, guys, we want stuff like, you know, like a drill or something.
Yeah. What are you supposed to, even if I was a girl, like, okay, great, I get to wear this for a few hours or a day.
Oh, I thought you meant it was like a decoration.
Even a decoration, like someone.
Well, it's like a new decoration for the year. And you just kind of build your collection off on New Year's, like, oh, I remember when I got that one. Or it's supposed
gift,
to.
It's a gift you pack up the next day after you get it and don't see it for 10, 11, 12 months. Ridiculous.
Or you pass it on to somebody who doesn't have it.
But they won't see it for 11 months. What are we going to do with a Christmas thing? You don't take it out until after Thanksgiving.
Oh. So. Oh, it just kind of makes you remember that time that, oh my gosh, somebody gave me something cool. Especially if you like it.
Oh. Ignorant. Come on, Manny, pick up. Manny. Whoa. Manny. Don't know what's going on there. The next one.
I don't know.
I don't know either. The next one is Mike, who has free stuff. Looks like a bunch of crap.
Ooh, I love the free stuff calls.
Let me look at these. Let me see what they got here.
Anytime you can stuff it for free.
Yeah. Looks like some printing paper. Dictionary, a gas can.
Nice.
Scrabble, Monopoly, and...
Oh, I got an idea.
Triopoly.
Yeah, can I take it? I got an idea for that.
Coffee filters? What the shit? All right, let's do it. Here we go. I'm going to have a good time in Vegas with all this stuff. Ooh, Spaceballs on TV.
Nope.
Hey, yeah, I'm calling about all that free stuff you got.
Yeah, you know what? I need to delete the ad because it's all gone, but thank you for the call.
Oh, man. Hey, can you give me some other free stuff that you have
lying
around?
You want me to give you other free stuff?
Yeah, like a TV that you give me for free.
You know, no, I don't have a TV I can give you for free.
Tablet, maybe an iPhone.
his girlfriend's pussy.
Yeah. I mean, I figured I called and the ad was still up, so you got to give me something free. It's what the rules say.
You'll have to call back. He has to until he takes it out.
Yeah.
You're entitled.
To call it.
Hello?
Yeah, you got to give me something free. It's the rules.
You think you're funny?
The ad was still up, and I called fair and square.
It's buddy. Craig's rule.
Buddy, I know Craig.
You know who this is?
Who is that?
I don't know. Do you
I go golfing with Craig.
It's a 156 number.
He's a cool guy, except for that time he had a few too many beers and he tried to touch me there in the back nine.
On the back page.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell him he's not going to be happy.
Do you have any mathematics books?
Any what?
Mathematics. Yeah.
What's your name?
It's private.
That's a really interesting name, bro.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Oh my
What's
god.
What's another one, bro?
Gordo's here. Gordo, I just saw that.
Hey!
I just saw that you had asked me on. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Oh no, it's okay. I understand.
Make him wait. You're busy. Make him wait.
Dude, this is worth it.
Morgan. Can you add Morgan too?
Yeah, Morgan. Sure.
Morgan Machines?
Princess Morgana of Alderaan. I have added her. This is just worth it just for that Spaceballs DVD. Fuck it. I would have picked all that other shit. Yeah. Networking Like a Pro DVD? Heck yeah, man.
Hello, hello.
Hi, what's up?
Hey.
Congratulations. I heard. That's great news.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're approved. The next number we got here, another one in Honolulu. Free binders. You want some binders? Anyone? Binders? Come on, you can't pass up.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voicemail.
Okay, next song, because that's killing me. I'm done with the binders. No answer there. Coming up next. Let's see. Is it this one? Graduation decorations. Right time of year for that, I guess. 3 yard stakes, a card box, and more. They already had their party and won't need to use them again. Indeed, you only graduate once. That's the plan, at least. Does anyone want free graduation decorations? No? Alright.
I'll take it.
Alright, already graduating. Congratulations, kiddo.
Are we gonna have a party? Tell me we're gonna have a party, but you didn't really graduate?
You have reached the voicemail box.
Sex offenders are graduating their program.
Well, just tell them that, like, your parents are going to throw the party for you or whatever.
They don't know.
But you didn't really graduate. You flunked.
I was going to see if they'll include the alcohol.
Yeah. We need a keg.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
That phone must be turned off. Sorry. That didn't work out for us. Didn't pan out. Nemai has free rosaries. That's what I'm talking about. Now we need to do some shit with those rosaries. Gonna eat one on Lady Gaga.
Dang, these numbers suck. Sorry.
It's okay. It's been that kind of night.
Hello?
Yeah, you have free rosaries? Are you making them?
Yeah, I make them.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Are they blessed also, or no?
Well, I pray while I make them. I say, you know, for each Hail Mary bead, each Hail Mary knot I make, I say Hail Mary, and then... For the Our Father beads, I'll say the Our Father prayer.
Yeah, that's beautiful. But, I mean, has a priest... Do you know how a priest can bless them?
No, a priest hasn't blessed them.
Shit.
But, all right. Yeah.
Okay, all right. And they're beautiful? How do they smell? Do they smell like old ladies?
No, it's made out of nylon cord, and they're not.
Oh, very nice. So they're durable. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So how do you start the Hail Mary? How do you start the... What's the first
thing?
What's the first thing you do?
What do you mean, how do I start the Hail Mary?
How do you start the rosary? What's the first thing? You start at the cross and you do the sign of the cross.
When I'm praying it or when I'm making it?
When you're making it. Well, no, when you pray the rosary, tell me. What do you do with the three beads at the end, at the beginning?
Yeah, when you pray the rosary, you start at the crucifix.
Uh-huh.
And you say, I believe in God the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth, and all that is seen and unseen, yeah. And maker of heaven.
And then you do the Our Father.
McDonald's out of his ass.
That's what?
Mm-hmm. And then the Our Father is the next bead?
Come with me.
The Our Father is the next
bead. Hail Mary.
And then the third one is Hail Mary, right?
And then there's three Hail Marys. Mm-hmm. And then you say the first mystery for whatever day it is. Yeah.
And there's three sets of mysteries.
There's five mysteries.
Oh, shit. Okay. They
come with instructions on how to pray it.
Yeah, but you wrote the instructions, so help me out, please, because I have one now. I have an adult
version.
I have a sexual rosary.
I can email it to you if you want.
Okay. That's fine. At what point do I pray to the Almighty Satan? On which bead? Let's say, Almighty Satan, wash the world with your powerful blood and destroy all the people, the good people.
At no point you would say that. The rosary. Yeah.
Oh, wow. At what point do you say Hail Mary, tell Jesus to stop being a fucking asshole in my regard, and I don't understand why I can't pray to Jesus directly, to your fucking son? I gotta talk to you first like you're fucking his secretary.
Well, you can. No, you can't.
No,
you
they
can
said
pray.
You can't. You can't pray the rosary to Jesus.
Well,
you get excommunicated if you do.
You're praying. Actually, you are praying the rosary to Jesus.
You're praying to Mary to help on your to intercede on your behalf.
But you're praying to Jesus at the same time.
No. You're praying to Jesus by proxy. I don't understand why he made that arrangement. Talk to my mom. How rude is that? To just tell humanity, oh, just talk to my mom and she'll get to me if it's important. You know what I mean? That's really... You know, that's bullshit. That's not what we signed up for.
Well,
when he said he was going to die for our sins, we didn't sign up for later on, oh, well, but if you need to get a hold of me, talk to my mom or talk to this saint, and maybe they'll intercede on your behalf and talk to me, and maybe I'll do something. What's he doing up there? Seriously, all this stuff going on, I mean, look, it's not raining in California. Russia is involved in the Ukraine. The economy is in the toilet. There's terrorists running around.
Well, yeah, there's a Democrat in the White House. Evil in the world.
Yeah.
There's definitely evil in the world, but I don't believe
what's he
that
doing? What's
it's
he
God.
What's he doing? My dog
yeah,
got
well,
hit by
God.
A car last week. My dog got hit by a car and died. Where was Jesus?
I'm sorry you feel that way.
All right, well, whatever. Well, how many rosaries can we get then? Can we get five?
Yes, you can.
Oh, good. All right. And I'll pray them really hard. Would you like to have a rosary date with me where we can pray the rosary together?
I pray the rosary by myself.
Is it private?
It's a private thing for
it's,
me.
No, it's not, because you can pray it in the church out loud with everyone at the same time.
I know, but yeah. For me personally, I like to pray alone.
Don't. Why are you so ashamed of praying the rosary?
Do you do it naked?
I'm not ashamed of praying them. I don't know. I feel like it's such a sacred space.
Spaces.
And
yeah.
I just.
Have, yeah. What
and and
said,
I
what
also
said.
I also have
oh,
I also have
up.
A mental illness.
Uh-huh. You have a mental.
I also have a mental. Illness that prevents me from being social. It's hard. It's really difficult for me to be social.
Like Bukapu?
And actually, doing the rosary thing is a kind of a way for me to reach out to people.
Do you think it's maybe an obsessive compulsive thing that you do?
Making the rosaries?
Making them and praying
no.
them over and over again, no?
Not really.
Okay. Are you married or are you single?
I am married.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Are you into Opus Dei at all?
Into what?
Opus Dei.
I don't even know. What is that?
Well, I'm presuming you're Roman Catholic, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, I don't know everything about it.
Well, listen, Opus Dei, we're an actual prelature of the Holy Cross, and we were recognized by Pope John Paul II. We're the first institution of the Roman Catholic Church that teaches that everyone is called to holiness and that ordinary life is a path to sanctity.
Okay.
And, you know, we have various tenets that we practice. Veneration of the Holy Cross is one of our big things as well. You sound like you'd be really good, you know, really good for that. We need more soldiers in the future coming up here, you know, especially in Hawaii on this island, you know. Yeah. Have you never heard, we were founded by Jose Maria Escriva de Balaguer in 1928 in Spain. Yeah, he was a Catholic priest. And he said that he experienced a vision and he saw Opus Dei. He gave the organist, he gave the name, which means, it means work of God in Latin. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's beautiful, yeah. Oh, come on, come be
with us. I'll look
it
up on, Google it.
Yeah, and we have, we have like these prayer groups that we all do together and we do mortification. You know what mortification is?
Mm-mm.
It's when you give yourself discomfort or pain to God, and I have a bracelet that I wear, and it has these little spikes that point inward. And it doesn't hurt, it doesn't break the skin, but it's just, you kind of feel it all the time, you know? And it's like a slow flagellation, you know, kind of always giving yourself up a little bit, yeah. And then when my wife goes down on me oral sex, I have her use her teeth sometimes. It's a kind of self-flagellation also.
Okay.
Yeah, because she kind of rakes me with her teeth on my cock. And
If you send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, I'll send you some rosaries. Just tell me how many you need.
Neon, how many do we need, honey baby?
We're bi-religious. We go both ways.
Shit. Wow. I just rambled on for a long time there. You guys down to do a little more? We're here, right?
I'm down.
How about a Pizza Hut? You think this Pizza Hut's open, Neon, that you sent me? Really?
I'm so down.
Oh, he's a customer. Oh, yeah. Pizza Hut customer. All right. These are old pizza numbers that Brad gave on Friday night, so they had deliveries on Friday. This gentleman got a flavored dipper with ham and pork. Very healthy. Let's give him a call. Let me change
that. What's a flavored dipper?
I imagine it involves dipping the food.
Dipping,
I don't know, though. Sorry. Couldn't help you there, madam. Artie, what you been eating lately? Anything big on the menu? Any pizza?
Not really.
No? All right.
I've actually kind of cut it back since I stopped smoking so much.
Cut it back. You got to cut it back, man. You got to. Yeah. That's right. I'm changing my caller ID. Stand by. Girl, you do a really good job on your conferences, by the way. You seem to be pretty well organized and all that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. If anybody wants in, message me.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Is that Lloyd Hunt?
No.
Did you order Pizza Hut yesterday? Or Friday, rather? I'm calling from the Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had the flavor dipper with the ham and pork, right?
Yes.
Delivery. Sir, is there a reason? Did you have a problem with the delivery person? Because I guess they said that you were kind of rude to them, made them feel bad. They refused to come into work today. Because of the experience.
I don't know, Papa. I'm half asleep. You'll have to call back.
Well, is there a reason why you didn't invite them in when they deliver the pizza?
Invite them in.
Yeah, I mean, they come to the house, you know, and they said the first thing is that you didn't even let them come in to sit down while you did the transaction. You made them, you made him stand outside while you did the money and everything.
Mm.
Why didn't you invite them in to have a seat?
I don't know.
You know, while you figured out the money and everything. And also, the tip wasn't good enough, they said also.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm putting you down. We're blocking you from any deliveries from now on.
Well, that's fine. We'll get a Papa John's anyway. It's better pizza.
Yeah, you'll get that piece of shit fucking watery pizza, won't you, motherfucker, you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll shit out a brick, too, after you eat it. Yeah, we got hot girls working here now. They'll never go to your house to deliver it. So, we got two hot girls now doing delivery, and you'll never get them. They'll never come to your house. Sometimes they come together and they'll kiss each other's breasts for you when they deliver the pizza. They have big natural breasts, too.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, good night. Hey, you have a good night. All right, thanks for shopping with us.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
You're on the asshole customer list.
Yeah, great.
All right, bye.
Yeah, back to you.
All right, back to you and your mama, too.
Fuck you, my neighbor.
My neighbor.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Good, great.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza Hut.
Do what now?
Pizza Hut.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Papa John.
Bye.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Yeah, she said after this call, you should have called back because Papa John's told me heard about him being an asshole from Pizza Hut.
You're on our shit list, too. You're in the National Registry of Pizza Hut assholes. Pizza assholes. Okay, this guy here got two medium pan pizzas, a meat lover, bacon, and a ham pineapple. Man, I love that meat lover. I've been having it a lot lately, right? You always hear me.
I always do the, because it's $11 for a large, I just do my own.
Yeah.
And I put extra chicken on there, which always costs you fucking extra cash.
Fuck you. You lost me a chicken. See you later. I don't even want to know you.
No, I do like a spicy Hawaiian. I do like chicken and pineapple and jalapeno and ham.
Loser. Chicken on this pizza, loser.
I'm going to shove a piece up your ass.
You lost me. My respect now.
Ripping my contract up now?
Yeah, fuck you, chicken pizza loser, bitch. Come on, chicken.
I can't get unemployment benefits now because Carlito writes right on there. Chicken pizza fucking loser.
Dude, chicken on a pizza is a piece of shit. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this the Hunt residence?
Yes.
Good. I'm calling from Pizza Hut. You had an order placed on Friday.
Yes.
Two medium pan pizzas, a meat lover's, bacon, ham, and pineapple. Great. We're going to need those pizza boxes back, please.
Are you serious? I can't.
Yeah, we came by for your box pickup. You only get to lease the box until you're done eating, and then you're supposed to leave it outside for us to pick back up. Shout out to Brad for that, man. I love those calls that he did a little while back.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah.
Just tell them that we have discovered there might be been fecal material in their pizza.
Yeah, let's scare them. Really good. Yeah. Let's scare them for their lives. Dwight, I was just kidding with you, buddy. I love you, Dwight. Chickens are. If you want to do chicken, that's okay. It's just not my thing, you know? That's all right. You can do chickens. But you gotta admit that $11 any pizza deal online, Pizza Hut, is a great fucking deal. Even their specialties, their new specialties.
You can put I think it's up to like 10 toppings. They won't let you go over 10.
Yeah. And I think chicken is actually one of their premium ones. They charge a little extra. And extra cheese, I think. I don't know. But dude, I love that shit, man. $11 pizza. I get a meat lover.
They started doing mediums for $6.99 any toppings.
Fuck yeah!
But you gotta order two pizzas.
So what's the deal? You know what? Everyone's all my life, don't get the anchovies. And I never had anchovies at all, even on a pizza. You know
they're
what I
good.
Mean? Are they good? What are they, salty, I'm guessing?
Yeah, very salty.
Yeah. What goes good with that? Do they even offer that at Pizza Hut anymore?
They're kind of bitter, too, though.
There's some places don't even offer it anymore. Yeah.
They're traditional in Italy.
Yeah, that's what I hear. And in Greek dressing, the traditional is you puree. Yeah. You puree the fucking bitches in the Greek dressing originally. Yep. Yeah. But seriously,
also in the original Caesar salad recipe, was anchovies.
Ah, anchovies. So it's just a salty. What would you pair it with? Would you like anything?
I don't know. I just like it on. It goes pepperoni? Really well with pizza. To tell you the truth, I actually like it.
But what are the other toppings going to be? The veg.
I like onions. You know, maybe onions, some onions pepper. With that.
Yeah. Like a handful of gravel is usually pretty good too.
Yeah. Oh fuck yeah!
Helps with the digestion.
Get them teeth. You know, I always like to have on my pizza, no matter what I have, I like to always try to get the onions and the green pepper, because I think that makes a real pizza flavor, you know, onion.
And then the anchovies just give that salty, you know, fishy taste.
Yeah, I'll see if my I have one a week, and maybe I'll look into this anchovy thing, this new anchovy
thing. Get like anchovies and a half or something, try it out.
Yeah, yeah. Totes.
Or you can actually just buy a can of anchovies and just put it on a piece of pizza.
Oh, I don't know about that. That's a lot of work right there. All right, so that was the Hunt residence we got hung up on. Another one here from Neon. Once again, thank you, Neon, for sending in these numbers. Locklear is the last name. Two large pizzas. Supreme meat lovers, pepperoni, whatever. The Locklear residence. And I'm starting to get a little tripped out. This is going to be out here.
Your call has been forwarded to an auto.
I'm not retrying it here. And here's the last one. Brittany, who ordered two large pizzas. If anyone wants it, yeah. This has been an odd show. I wouldn't say it's a bad show. I would just say it's kind of odd.
Oh, you should call Howard back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yes, Howard.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. You had a pizza order on Friday? I'm calling from the Pizza Hut. Hello?
It's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're calling from a Pizza Hut?
Yeah, you called. You made an order on Friday at the beginning of the weekend. Yeah, you had the pizzas. We need those boxes back. Are you done with them?
What boxes?
Your pizza boxes, you had two large pizzas. We allocated you two large boxes for 24 hours. Our driver went by again today, and you hadn't left them outside for us to pick to pick back up.
We didn't know we were supposed to.
Yeah, those are permanent boxes. We get them back here, we wash them, and reuse them again.
We didn't know we were supposed to.
Yeah, they're special boxes. They're not regular boxes. You have to pay $49 each to replace them.
Who?
You guys would have to if you threw them away or broke them or something, or don't return them. Shit. She's like, fuck that. I don't pay my bills.
Call her a cunt canoe, Carlito.
Ooh, cunt canoe. That'll show her. You're right. And if she doesn't pick up here, we'll call our friend Howard.
Hello.
Yeah, ma'am, please, come on. We need this stuff. We need it back. Don't make me have to bill your card on file. You still have them boxes?
No, I don't.
What did you do with them?
Nobody told us who was supposed to.
Need them damn boxes back.
Yeah, this has been policy for over a year now.
First of all, you don't call me at 2 o'clock in the morning cussing.
But these are these are our damn fucking boxes, okay? And you're stealing them. Cuss.
Yeah, they don't know a deposit. They made a deposit on those boxes going on the credit card now.
High risk delivery area, man. Speaking of which, I know a lot of our listeners here, and RBCP included, were fans, are fans of that Daredevil series on Netflix. I saw the first episode today, and I must say I was kind of underimpressed. I hope it pans
really?
Out.
I haven't watched it yet.
It definitely gets better.
Okay. That's what I read, too. I haven't watched any of it yet, though.
All right, I'll stick with it. I figured it probably gets better because I heard good things, but that first one was...
And that intro is just super awesome.
So he's a huge fan of the comic book.
Yeah, the comic book. Yeah. The blonde hair. All right, here's Howard, guys. Howley Howard.
Nope.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
He ain't having it, guys. I'm leaving. See you guys, everyone. Thanks for being on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Gordo, are you doing a conference after this, Gordo?
Yeah.
All right, so.
Oh, man.
Put me in Bass. Thank you, sir, for being
on.
Yeah,
thank you.
Nasty.
It was fun.
Dwight, thanks for numbers. Neon, thanks for being on. Giving me some numbers. Morgan, thanks for
I suffer from negroitis.
Yeah. Artie's good to talk to you. 386 represent. I'll see you later, man. Bye. That's them. Friends of mine who do prank calls with me. This is Prank Call Nation. I'm Carlito, the host of Madhouse Radio and a founding member of the network. I would like to thank everyone who joined me today, as already mentioned. I'm in the process now of trying to get Milkman back on the line here. It looks like he's yellow. I think he might be a sleepy Milkman right now. Damn that. Oh. Like we always do with this time. I will be back on next week. That should be, what is it going to be, the 7th? Damn, it's June 1st. My birthday's coming up this month. Saturday the 20th. I'm 3 weeks away from my birthday. I'll be back on next week at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Same day, Sunday, the 7th. Maybe I'll do a daytime show during the week. Be on the lookout. That'll be a sudden thing. You kind of just got to watch for that to happen when it does. And the Skype calls from that new conference. Okay. MadhouseLive.com is my website also, as I mentioned before. If you haven't been there yet, please do so now. And see you next week. Take it easy.